Absolute pleasure to speak to you. Paul Rees, he's a music journalist, former editor of Kerrang! Magazine and Q Magazine. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Thank you for that. Well, I'm almost done for another day. John Holmes has just arrived to tell us what's happening on his show. Looking incredibly dashing and smart in your waistcoat and tie. Yeah. Have you just been playing snooker?
That's you're the, let me think, 15th person to ask that question.
I'm not saying I was prompted to do so either.
No, all right. So then, yes, I'm dashing, aren't I? And smart. On the programme today...
Why are you...
I'm going to go to a thing tonight. Why? Aren't you going to that thing tonight?
Oh, there's a thing tonight. There's a work party.
Are you
tonight.
Going to... It's not a party. Sophisticated drinks.
Sophisticated drinks reception. Yeah. I am.
Well, there you go.
The thing tonight.
There you go. Are you going like that? So,
wearing my burqa.
So, yeah. It's got to be red, white and blue burqa. That's what Theresa May
wants.
Okay. So then, on the programme, we are
giving... No one even asked you.
I don't care. We're giving away some meat... in a game of Dead or Alive. Now, but you were talking about music there. Do you remember the Stray Cats?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Well, the drummer from the Stray Cats, turns out he's written a book. Turns out he's had quite the life. He's coming in to talk to us about
Excellent.
It. He's played with everyone from the
Stray
Cats to hanging out with Guns N' Roses. He's got all the tales
to
tell.
Oh, you're just going
to
be sitting there just going, oh, I wish I had your life.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. All I get to do is talk to you.
Yeah, well, exactly. And wear that waistcoat.
Yep.
Interesting choice of what I, but there we are. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with a bit of a hangover.
Yeah.
John Holmes will be with you from 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It's 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria now with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, arrests after threat to Brexit challenger, huge fines for overcharging drug companies, and find out who is Person of the Year.
Talk Radio.
A 55-year-old man has been arrested and bailed on suspicion of making online threats to the businesswoman behind the Brexit legal challenge. A panel of 11 Supreme Court judges is currently considering whether MPs need to be consulted before the government begins the formal process of leaving the EU. Earlier this week, Gina Miller revealed that she's scared to go out because of the abuse she's received.
Sexual, racial violence and threats and death threats, etc., that have come via phone calls, emails, letters to my office. My staff have been bombarded. My family have now been threatened.
Two drug companies say they're going to appeal against multi-million pound fines awarded after claims they exploited the NHS by dramatically increasing the price of anti-epilepsy medicine. Regulators found Pfizer and Flynn Pharma increased the cost by up to 2,600%. Michael Grenfell is from the Competition and Markets Authority.
For example, a packet of 100 milligram tablets went up from under £3 to what it is in the past year, which is £37.
An inquest has found there were no drugs or alcohol in the system of Viola Beach's manager when the car he was driving plunged off a bridge in Sweden. Craig Terry and all four members of the band were killed in the crash in February. Three companies working on the Crossrail project are going to be prosecuted over the death of a worker and injuries to two others. Ren Tasek died in March 2014 after being crushed by falling concrete while he was working on a tunnel in central London. The firms are due in court next month. And Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He's beaten competition from the likes of Beyonce and Nigel Farage to take 2016's title. The publications called him President of the Divided States of America.
You know the first sentence you said?
Today?
Yeah, just then.
What, of my whole bulletin?
Yep.
Thanks, John, coming up.
No, the next bit.
The second sentence.
Possibly.
Arrests after threats to Brexit challenger.
It was the word Brexit that you may have struggled with.
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what you said?
Breast?
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I meant to talk about Britain leaving the EU.
Fine. Breast it. So, Victoria, that's Victoria there with the news. She's now going to... Have you done the weather?
No, we haven't even had the jingle for it yet, because you started talking.
Okay, here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is, there's the jingle, right there.
Are you going to sing
Victoria's
for me?
Got the weather, she's got the weather. Victoria's got the weather.
Thanks, John. Breezy but mild with sunny spells across southern and central England. Otherwise, mainly cloudy with showers in the north and west. Highs of 15 degrees.
Jolly good, and thank you.
You're welcome.
There's more in half an hour. And bonus news today, vegetable news. Bonus news, Victoria's bulletins are smaller than they used to be. She has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So at 2:30, we bring you bonus news today. It's vegetable-based. Now, Ben Fletcher, he's pre-recorded and he's made some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Maurizio Pochettino is calling on his side to prove they can win Champions League games at Wembley when the curtain falls on their campaign at home to CSKA Moscow tonight. Spurs were knocked out a fortnight ago following the defeat against Monaco. Tottenham have to avoid defeat tonight to qualify for the Europa League. Here's midfielder Christian Eriksen.
We want to win as well as Wembley as well. We were two games and three with a cup final where we haven't won. So of course we want to change that, and we're going to start with that on Wednesday.
Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he's not worried about his job security despite his side's poor form on the domestic front. The Foxes are at Porto in the Champions League tonight in Talk Sports live commentary game, having already qualified for the last 16 as group winners. Finally, British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Warren Gatland has chosen England forwards coach Steve Borthwick, Ireland defence coach Andy Farrell, and the man standing in for Gatland as Wales boss Rob Howley as his three assistants for next summer's tour of New Zealand. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
That's Ben Fletcher, powered by Ben Fletcher. Right, it's, there's a programme, and so we'll have to sort of contractually do it. Chloe's going to press a button now.
Talk Radio.
The greatest gift is the whole street in your lounge for a good old Christmas shindig. Treat them with Taste the Difference party food. Macaroni cheese bites and steamed harata buns. Not forgetting a plate of pork belly squares. And for the wow factor, Taste the Difference Cremant de Loire. Just remember to leave some for the latecomers. Sainsbury's. Christmas is for sharing.
Subject to availability. Larger supermarkets only. Exclude centrals and locals.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am...
Someone called D.
Sunstreaker. If you could train him to urinate on Cornelius. I am the owner, operator of your 2 hour as you talk. Emergencies are very negative.
Well, that's one of the good things about them.
And if he doesn't, I will.
now, as every child will know.
It's production company.
We're working on a project to look at how we can use robots to help us fix
the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Dinosaur killing asteroids.
A rainbow that just looks like a colourful cloud.
And you are most welcome to it.
I'm a bit of a calamity, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Hello, Izzy.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Great to be tuning in.
Hi, Izzy. Hi. Hi.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi. And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then. Good afternoon to you and welcome along to Time Magazine's Show of the Year. Yes, that's right. Come on. And it's like, well, very much like the opposite of Donald Trump threatening to cancel his order for the new Air Force One. We now, the opposite of that, we fire up the engines of Air Waves Force One. to quit your talk radio weekday, 1 till 4 o'clock, offering. It's a cloffering. As we welcome you aboard this afternoon's flight all the way down to Sam Delaney. Now today, in keeping with Theresa May's hastily announced vision for Brexit, today's show is a red, white and blue programme. Aww. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although given that Brexit in the end largely came down to Nigel Farage's scaremongering over immigration, it does make a nice change, I think, hers, from the white, black and brown one that it was earlier. Right. Anyway, today then, we'll be hugely British. Today's programme, proudly maintaining British values, so this programme is already draped with a skinhead. That's good. Yeah. And later, Cass will be headbutting a foreigner outside a chip shop. And then we're going to gather round a burning Vauxhall Corsa and celebrate Britain with a glass of narrow-minded bigotry. Makes you proud to be from this isle, doesn't it? Hello then, I am John Holmes. And yes, if you are driving a Corsa while listening to the programme this afternoon, then do listen to the following safety demonstration. In the likely event of a fire, do note that the exits in your Corsa are there, 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 and there. Or if you've a three-door one, there, there, and there. Oh, and if you're driving a Corsa while listening to this on a Samsung phone, you're basically screwed. Perhaps Donald Trump should order a Vauxhall Corsa instead of an Air Force One. And then he might go on fire. Just a thought. Anyway, with a nod to Angela Merkel's U-turn on traditional Muslim dress, shall we have a look and see what's beneath today's show burqa? Headline hijack, that's what it is. The news is on the way. It comes on every half an hour. It comes out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's right. The one that called, not moments ago, called Brexit breast it. In the beginning of the news.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is it a red, white and blue breast it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the news will... Just don't do that. The news will be... Victoria just did a rude mime.
It's like two words for boob, isn't it, breast it?
And so the news at 2 o'clock will contain a made-up news lie. And we'd like you to provide it, please. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme because the data indicates that between 1 and 2 is often lunchtime. So, lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That is Headline Hijack. That's how it works. After that, we'll meet another lonely luncher. I mean, I know you'd expect nothing fewer, but if you are lunching alone, Maybe you've some tomato soup, a slice of bread, and a nice glass of food colouring, and you're enjoying a Brexit lunch. It's red, white, and blue. Blue food colouring. Well, I guess you could also do it with a packet of Haribo. Anyway, get in touch, and you will be inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. Here's an email address for you to ignore. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Email that, say why you're lunching alone. You could come on the radio and be on the receiving end of an exciting souvenir gift prize. Several of them, in fact. None of which would make an ideal Christmas gift. Or anything like it. Work experience punditry today. Who's in today? Is it Emma?
Yes.
Emma's back. And she's bringing her work experience knowledge of an entire pop-up man bun cafe of hipster nonsense to go through. Not only that, but the day's big stories will be analysed in depth via the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. It's like Andrew Marr's show, but with more control over the allowed number of syllables. We will be out on the streets, as you'd expect as well. To find out what the people are talking about this afternoon, what do the people think? We'll be shoving our microphones into the faces of strangers, and today we're asking those faces if they think plug sockets or plankton. Find out what the nation is thinking out of those two things on the show today. What are you thinking? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Are you thinking plankton or plug sockets? Also, you can use Twitter @talkradio.
Start your message with the word plankton or plug sockets.
There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. The diversity paper review is with us this afternoon. Of course, that's the papers gone through each and every day by a different diversity. We're not so much hitting the targets as smashing the targets to bits and writing the words multicultural viewpoints on their shattered remains. Today, Charlie's in, and he's black. We'll also have some hot guest action for you. Now, remember the band The Stray Cats? Well, the band, I'm talking about the band, not, you know, a generic couple of abandoned felines. The drummer of The Stray Cats hangs out with everyone from the Sex Pistols to Mick Jagger to Bowie, you know, before that, Lemmy, before that, and Guns N' Roses. He's written a book about his life and all of it. He's called Slim Jim Phantom, apparently. He's coming in. He's flown in from LA. He lives there. He's coming in to talk to us about his book. It's Wednesday, so we have a game of Dead or Alive for you. You can win some meat during that. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb. Here's how to get involved in that. Guess what? It's the same number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's gone to France. I think he's heard they also have university students there. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. He's through the
miserable window.
Yep.
She's honestly such fun to be around. Oh, it's like trying to get a smile out of a bruise. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Yay,
Chloe recently got engaged.
Oh, did she?
Great
congratulations, Chloe.
Yay.
Oh, Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Like the bishops in the news. You know the bishops in the news that are trying to help Southern Rail?
The news bishops.
The news bishops. They're trying to help Southern Rail with prayer. Did you see that? Like miracle. A miracle, they said, the bishops, and they want to help the beleaguered commuters of Southern Rail with prayer. Now, it won't work, obviously, because it's futile, but we thought we'd join in, and I think that's the right thing to do, you know, because we feel for the striking Southern Rail commute as well. So, here we go, then.
Our driver who art in Southern, as left be thy name, our train won't come between London and Brighton. Give us this day our daily commute, as we forgive those who trespass onto the tracks. Lead us onto the platform, and deliver us from waiting, just outside the station, for bloody hours. Amen.
And if that doesn't help, nothing will. Let's start with some music.
Thank you.
sex.
Do that.
What?
It's creepy.
Sex on fire.
Yeah, I know.
Sex is on fire. Who's it by, Cornelius? But you don't even know.
The Kings of Leon. Of course
oh.
I know.
Oh, you do know. Big warning this afternoon, of course. You'll have read it in the papers today that sex is spontaneously catching on fire. If you've had some sex that's caught on fire, then you can take it back to where you got it from. They are recalling sex because it keeps catching fire. That's why I'm playing today's big song. It's to do with today's big story, of course. Would you like to guess what today's big story is, Cornelius?
Is it sex story?
No.
Is it a fire story?
Yes.
The fire, the Astra fires. What car is it? The Corsa. It's yep. Corsa,
yeah,
not Astra.
We're going to be touching on the outbreaking of fire, spontaneous
fire.
Accidental fire. Yes, that's
fire.
Right. Yeah. So it's everything from Vauxhall Corsas to sex. All catching fire.
The phones.
And there's a problem. The Samsung phone, the Samsung sex phone that they make. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that. We're going to need a fire correspondent.
Sex correspondent.
Well, I was going to ask you to do it, so it won't be that. A fire correspondent. Is Cornelius. He's going outside to report live from a fire. Off you go.
Now.
Yeah. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We will talk Brexit, fires and more next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Help extend the life of your car's engine. And choose from the range of Castrol oil available at Asda. Pick up 1 litre of Castrol GTX, was £7, now £6. Or 4 litres of Castrol GTX, was £21, now £16. Plus 1 litre of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start, was £9, now £7. Or 4 litres of Castrol Magnatec Stop Start, was £28, now £21. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the A24 Dorking Road in Surrey. It's closed both ways between Epsom and Ashted after an accident. North Yorkshire's southbound A1 near Catterick's very heavy. There's been an accident between Leeming Lane for Catterick South and the A1M. Through Barrow in Furness in Cumbria, the southbound side of the A590 Walney Road is still closed after an accident near the Craven Park roundabout. And Cardiff's A470 North Road is still closed both ways. That's because of an accident near the Blackweir Tavern traffic lights. I'm Joina Adams.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple. Charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Just gone time now. I am John Holmes in the afternoon here on Talk Radio. Reactions coming in thick. And also fast, it turns out. John, Christmas decorations. Hanging's too good for them. That's coming in a lot. That's from Mr. on this occasion S. Claus of Lapland. If you've got a reaction, do react to it. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, it's time to talk about today's big story. So on the front of many of the papers today then, as you will have seen with your human eyes, there's been a recall of Brexit, as many people who voted for it have been catching fire. Now this is on the front of the Sun, it's on the front of a lot of the papers. There are calls for a database of Brexit voters who may have caught fire, which the government say could be down to faulty mental wiring in the hundreds of thousands of people who googled "what is Brexit" the day after the referendum back in June. Now, Theresa May has been pressured into publishing a plan and has said that she wants fire to be red and orange with some black where the smoke comes off it. That's the colours she said she wants fire to be. She's also said that fires could be started without the backing of MPs, even though the High Court, of course, recently passed a ruling that Parliament should vote on the starting or triggering of any fire before they be allowed to burn anything. Any Brexit voter with a Vauxhall Corsa should hand themselves in for their own safety. That's the official advice this afternoon. I think this is right. Anyway, I'll be honest, I've only really glanced at the papers. But let's talk now to our correspondent. He's reporting live from a fire, I think that's right, this afternoon. Hello, correspondent.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Now, talk us through what's going on here. So, Brexit voters, what's the advice? If you know a Brexit voter, or you are one yourself, what should you do lest it catch fire?
Well, John, everyone is being urged to carry a fire blanket with them. Yep. And a fire extinguisher also,
yep,
just in case. I mean, I've been out on the streets now for up to 10 seconds, John.
Yep.
And you can just see sort of random people just spontaneously combust and you know, and people look around and go, "Ooh, they must be a racist."
Yes, that's right. So let's talk about, for balance, we should also talk about Remainers, of course, as well. Now, they're also being recalled this afternoon because apparently they can overheat with moaning.
Yes, that's right. Apparently the jawbone of the groans and the whinging, yeah, and saying the word single market, even though they don't fully know what it means.
Yeah.
Well, I don't anyway. The friction there can cause overheating as well.
That's right.
But not as much fires, not as voracious, not as loud the fires.
In the Ramonas,
not
no.
Destructive. Not well, it is destructive.
Yeah, they're, you're right. It's not quite as destructive. I mean, they've traced. I think I'm right in saying they have traced the source of the Ramoning fire to. You're right. The friction where the jaw meets the skull, and the more Ramoning they do, the greater chance of fire. But that can be stopped because it's just stop moaning. Whereas the Brexit people have just got faulty wiring. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Faulty wiring, you know, mixed messages coming from that team, so it's hard to say, really.
Yeah, a Brexit voter went up in a queue to meet Nigel Farage, just standing there to meet Nigel. Brexit voter just burst into flames. Now, a lot of people are saying children could have been nearby. I mean, it's just dangerous, isn't it?
Well, as you will know, the government officially 2 years ago declared that children were not allowed near Nigel Farage, just in case they learn anything off him.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was present at the queue. I wasn't queuing to meet Nigel, but something else. But I was.
Were you the queue correspondent?
Yeah, I was the queue correspondent for LBC.
Yeah,
and the man, he went on fire, and Nigel just sort of went ah la 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 and lit his cigarette off it.
Yeah. Tell me about the numbers as well, because we're hearing hundreds and thousands.
Seven.
Oh. Seven what?
I just thought you'd ask me to talk about numbers.
Yes. Hundreds and thousands we're hearing.
Yes, John. And this is very delicious cake topping.
That's right, and there's a problem with them bursting into flame.
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, lots of Brexiteers currently baking cakes to celebrate Brexit and to celebrate them getting out of here. But the hundreds of thousands are sort of combusting because they're putting them on in before the oven, John.
Well, that's right, because hundreds and thousands are very combustible, of course, and if a burning Brexit voter is anywhere near them, I mean, it's going to go off like a cake bomb, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, a cake bomb would be awful.
Yeah. Look, it's a terrible time. The advice then, if you're near, because it is shocking, if you're near, because it can happen without you knowing it. So if you're near or are a Brexit voter, do you hand them in? Where are we handing them in? Is that what we have to do to get them redone?
Just throw them in a river, John.
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Rivers famously can't catch on fire. So just walk slowly into the sea if you're a Brexit voter.
Yeah.
Or if you know one, throw them into a river.
Or
don't actually do that.
Or for balance, if there's a Ramona on fire because of the incessant whinging and the motion of the jaw friction.
Yeah, ask him to stop.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. That is our, I don't know what that was, a correspondent there outside on a phone because Skype didn't work and we couldn't find the Comrex. So it's nearly 1:30 and that's good enough for me. And if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for Victoria, who's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
A man's been arrested by detectives investigating online threats to the businesswoman who took the government to court over the process of leaving the EU. Gina Miller claims she's received abusive messages. The 55-year-old suspect's now been bailed. Sky's Martin Brunt says it's understood police have also issued a cease and desist notice to a man from Scotland.
It's a warning for somebody that the authorities are, or somebody is aware of what's going on, and it's really a threat that there could be legal action to follow.
Meanwhile, MPs are debating how much the Prime Minister should reveal about her plans for leaving the EU. Later, they'll vote on whether the official process should start in spring next year. Two drug companies have been fined millions for overcharging the NHS for an epilepsy treatment after the prices increased by more than 2,500%. Pfizer and Flynn Pharma say they'll appeal against the decision. Police say a plane carrying almost 50 people has crashed in northern Pakistan. Witnesses have described seeing the aircraft on fire before it hit the ground. Donald Trump has been named Person of the Year by Time magazine. The US president-elect beat his former White House rival Hillary Clinton, Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. And Amy Schumer's hit back at critics who say she shouldn't play Barbie in a live-action movie about the doll because she doesn't look right. In a post on Instagram, the comedian and actress says she can't be fat-shamed as she knows she's not fat and has no shame. The weather breezy but mild with sunny spells across southern and central England. Otherwise mainly cloudy with showers in the north and west. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour. That's correct.
Thanks.
And there's more. That, by the way, that news wasn't 2 minutes.
It was my timer on my script says it was 1:50.
Yeah.
Which is almost 2 minutes.
Well, that's fewer than it normally is.
Well, no, because quite often I even do 1:40 at 1:30, but you never flag me up on it. And recently, sometimes I've been doing 2:30.
That was
on the top of the hour.
That was one.
So that's longer than what I meant to do. So, you know, John, I'd like to say that when you take an average, it's 2 minutes.
That was 1:40.
Shush.
But
can you stop telling our presenter to shush, please? It's his job.
Yeah, but he's saying silly things.
Her news.
Shush.
Her news was 1:40.
No, 1:50.
No, it wasn't.
So 10 seconds under.
Well,
20 seconds under.
No, I can't help it if I'm speaking slightly faster than the script time.
I know
the
what it was.
Machine.
I know what it was.
What?
Because you didn't make any mistakes.
Oh, thanks.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I wasn't saying anything.
Shh.
I'm not going to listen to you when you shush me. I'm going to keep talking. Just aimlessly. Just saying anything I feel like. I've been looking for vegetable news. There's been some vegetable-related deaths, but I'm not going to talk about it in the 1:30 news. At 2:30. Because you like it to be funny. Chloe, can you press a button, please?
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee. Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So today's big story then, we are talking of course about the news that's on the front of a lot of the papers to do with Brexit voters spontaneously catching fire. If you are near a Brexit voter or are one, you do need, this is very important, you do need to go in for a safety check. They think it might be faulty wiring, and they think that because of the amount of people who Googled what is Brexit the day after the referendum back in June. It's not just Brexiters as well. For balance, also Ramonas are catching fire due to excessive moaning. The friction in the jaw is lighting the skull up. So if you are a Ramona as well, it's best to get checked or shut up. That's the official safety advice. A lot of reactions coming into the big story, though, Cornelius. What have you got coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. That's coming from Julia. And, John, I just tried to walk into the sea on the advice of Cornelius as a Brexit voter. However, I couldn't get in because there was too many immigrants trying to get into the country from the sea.
And see, that is a bit of a problem. The advice, but a lot of people texting and wondering where to take Brexit voters to for the safety checks. You take them back to the Brexit factory in Hertfordshire. They're accepting, no questions asked as well, they're accepting. They'll run a full safety check, a diagnostic on voters, and you'll get them back if there's no danger of them catching fire. That's the official line this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes, and we are but 25 minutes away. From Made Up News. At 2 o'clock, the news will be here. It will be hither and thither. It will come out of Victoria, as you'd expect it to. And will neither be the right length, nor pronounced properly. However, within it will be a made-up news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. The reason we do it is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit. The data indicate...
Data.
That... You say data, so do I. The data indicate that the hour between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. People go out for lunch and they're not necessarily just listening to the radio as much as they are at 2 o'clock when they get back, which is why they don't hear this bit of it when we set it up. At 2 o'clock, a news lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. We'd like it to be yours. We call it Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
lots
like.
Lots coming in, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. This is from Michael, who says, a group calling themselves the PC Brigade are marching on Parliament again today, as they are demanding the term yeah and the rest be removed from common parlance in the UK.
Yeah.
The group claim that the term could be offensive to those who suffer from insomnia as they are unable to rest properly.
Yeah, well, that's political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Right there, yeah. So you can't say it's gone mad now either, because mad is a politically incorrect term.
Mm.
So you probably have to say it's political correctness gone cerebrally challenged.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what that is. Anyway, Donald Trump has announced how he's going to spend the money he's saved from cancelling the new Air Force One jet. Yeah, this is coming from Laura. Hello, Laura. He's pledged that using the $4 billion that he will save, he's going to extend the White House by 70 floors, making it into a Trump Tower-style skyscraper. It's going to be called the Trump House. It's going to have 7 Oval Offices. Obviously, for the plural. And 150 golden lifts. And it's also going to be able to fly.
sounds a bit more expensive than an Air Force One.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we haven't got the figures yet.
No.
We
could just make the figures up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's done.
Yeah. So it's got all that, but it's able to fly. They're going to build wings. I mean, you've heard of the West Wing.
And it only cost $10 to make.
Yeah, there you
go.
There you go. You've heard of the West Wing?
Yeah.
What, right? Well, they're going to... What they're going to do is put flaps...
They're going to balance it out with an east wing.
Yeah. And they're going to put flaps on it.
Flaps.
And windows. Yeah, or doors. And they're going to put engines... In the top of the White House, you know, the dome will go up into the air and become rotor blades and made of gold.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be at the White House, we'll be able to fly. So he won't even have to leave the White House in order to travel around the world.
I thought what I heard was all of that was complete crap. What they're actually going to do is attach a very large balloon to the top of the Trump House.
Yeah.
And then just fill it with hot air.
From him?
Yeah, from Trump. Just attach his mouth to the balloon.
Yeah.
You know, in a time of crisis.
Yeah.
When they need to take off. And they just attach the balloon around his mouth.
Yeah.
And then it will just slowly float away.
No, you're right. That was a plan, yeah. But they got to build... This is the cost again, you see.
Ah, okay.
What they've got to do is they've got to build a balloon that inflates and flies using anti-Muslim rhetoric.
Ah, yeah.
So he's going to speak that into the balloon, and if that works, it will. You're right; it will float. But that's got the figures for that here, and that's $11.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So that's a dollar more.
Cancel that.
than my idea.
Mm.
So they're going to go
your
with
crap
that.
Idea.
Yeah. No, my good idea. So they're going to go with that. Anyway, if you've got a story for the news...
The music ran out.
Oh, no. If you've got a story for the news, then we'd like you to send it to us, please, because Victoria will say it. And though it will be full of mistakes, it will sound like the news. Because it normally is. So, that's what Headline Hijack is. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll also meet a lonely luncher in the next bit of the programme. If you are lunching alone for whatever reason, whatever the reason may be, all you do is you come on the radio, you tell us why, have a little idle chit-chat about anything you like, my friend, and you could be on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize that will make no one's ideal Christmas present. All of that coming, along with a man who's written a book. He's going to plug it. And we'll be giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive, among other things, this afternoon here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delay for the A24 Dorking Road in Surrey. It's closed both ways between Epsom and Ashted after an accident. North Yorkshire's southbound A1 near Catterick's very heavy. There's been an accident between Leeming Lane for Catterick South and the A1M. Through Barrow in Furness in Cumbria, the southbound side of the A590 Walney Road is still closed after an accident near the Craven Park roundabout, and Cardiff's A470 North Road is still closed both ways. That's because of an accident near the Blackweir Tavern traffic lights. I'm Gerena Adams.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I honestly don't think they should have done it. I think it's offensive. Anyway, so that picture of Paul Ross, did you see it?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's fine.
No, it's not. Right. It's on Talk Radio's Twitter. Okay, here's the thing, right? So there's a picture of Paul Ross on Talk Radio's Twitter thing that I think is wrong.
It's fine.
It's not. Anyway, do you know the news?
Oh.
Well, I've seen the news. Look, I've got it here.
Don't look directly at it.
I can only look at the news in a reflection.
Yeah.
All right, I will. Hang on. Give me one of your massively convex, sticking-out, goggly eyes.
Okay.
I'll look at the news in a reflection in your eye.
Okay.
God, it's made it bigger. MPs to vote on EU exit. That's one. This wins the today's headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Daily Mirror. Mum gives birth to her own grandson. That's almost as complicated as your family says.
No, it's not.
I mean, your mum, isn't it? Because your mum gave birth to you.
Yes, that's correct.
And then taught you how to kiss.
No, she didn't do that. You made that up as a joke.
I didn't.
Or a lie, not a joke.
I didn't. NHS, problems with the beds on the NHS, of course. And, of course, that picture of Theresa May on a battleship giving a speech like she was out of a film about UFOs. Rather than just not knowing what the hell she's doing re-Brexit. Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
No, Cornelius, and you're not the only one. Many people can't get their head around the news. And we are here to... You can put your eye back in now. We're here to help because we pull you through the news and explain it with clarity. It's like Andrew Marr's programme, but with more controlled syllables. Five of them, seven of them, and five of them again. We present the news... in haikus.
Now Merkel wants Birkerban. She cannot see eye to eye with Muslims.
In haikus. Okay, it's time to bang on the doors.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
The doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Except made of tears and soup. Tears of soup. Smearing the walls of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It is the vestige of the lonely What Lunch. Where we invite those that are lunching alone through maybe no fault of their own. Maybe they're doing it voluntarily, loving it. Maybe they just have no friends. Maybe you're Eric Bristow and no one's talking to you anymore. The reason? Not important. Just the fact that you are lunching alone is good enough for us. It's the only criteria to get yourself inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. One such person is on the telephone now. He's called Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello there.
Hello there. More like. Where are you, Jeff? What are you doing?
I'm in my cafe at work on my own eating my... broccoli and
stilton
soup.
Right. What? I mean, I can hear a hubbub, but presumably that's your clientele, and they're not lunching with you.
They're not lunching. That's the sort of universal cafe of everybody's in here. So yes, I'm just sitting here on my phone, newspaper, not being disturbed.
It's
the best
I should be. Yes. Signal's a little poor there, Jeff. Mm. So I don't know whether.
Let me get near a window.
Near a window would be good. I'd hate to lose you, Jeff.
I could jump. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to make it through.
It's not.
It's not good. Oh, now they're playing Wham. Okay. There's a Christmas thing down here.
I mean, it's just. It's just garbled.
I heard Wham.
I heard Wham and the word Christmas in there. Oh. Could you move near a better window, Jeff? Tell you what, Cassie's going to call you back and see if we can get a better line. I mean, literally, I didn't understand a word he said there, which is actually like having a conversation with Cass.
Cass, yeah.
So, you know, because she speaks the Northern, doesn't she? And I don't know. I don't know what she says most of the time. Oh, by the way, while she does do that. We should remind you about Harass Cass.
Because this would be a good opportunity. Yeah.
So we've got a phone line here at Talk Radio, as you'd expect. The number's this, 03444991000. Now, that call is either free or cheap, depending on your package on your phone. And what better time than to call that number, and do it now, because we've got loads of phone lines, do it now, and harass Cass. Because it annoys her. And just we're calling it a Harass Cass line. And she has to answer it. She has to pick the phone up, so you might as well just call it. And the more you do, the more annoyed she gets, and then the funnier it is. You don't have to come on the radio, but we would like you to harass Cass. 03444991000. I think we've got Jeff back. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, is that better?
That is a little bit better, Jeff, yes, I'll be honest. Let's see how we go. So, Jeff, we established that... here's what we established. You're in a cafe, you've got broccoli and Stilton soup. Quack, 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 quack. Christmas, quack, 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 wham. That's what we learned.
Right, okay. That was how bad it was. Yes, wham, love Christmas on in the background because it's Christmas dinner day today.
It's Christmas dinner day today. All right,
but I'm not part of it. I'm just sitting on my own, having my soup, minding my own business.
Right. Now, why... it's lunchtime. The data indicates that between 1 and 2 is lunchtime. You're running a cafe, Jeff. Shouldn't you be working?
With the lunch break, I'm trying to find my own little bit to then grab lunch because it's all a bit shift work here. So everybody does different shifts. So sometimes I sit with people, but most times I just sit on my own. Sometimes it's just from that peace and quiet, you know?
Yeah. I see. No, I understand. Okay, so, and that's fair enough, and everyone should do, especially at a busy time. It's good to kick back and just watch people eating nicer food than you are. So, that's what you do. Do you work in the cafe, or do you run it, Jerry? Is it yours?
It's part of where I work. I'm a graphic designer. So I work upstairs, so we all come down to the main. It's the main hub cafe.
I see.
Everybody eats in the building. So I didn't explain that bit. So yes, that's where everybody comes down. So you grab what you can, and then everybody goes back up.
Yeah, I see. All right, okay. I mean, I get about a third of that and stuff.
I think he's more in a build office canteen rather than a greasy spoon.
Greasy screw boon, yeah. That's what.
Greasy boon.
Yeah, a greasy baboon. Yeah. Which is something entirely different. And I think on that...
Release the baboon!
Sex programme that Anna Williamson does. Or did. Good news.
Slightly bad line. So
it was. It's a bit better now. That's fine. All right. So you're graphic designer. You work upstairs. You come down to the cafe. You're having your soup. Why aren't you having a Christmas dinner then? I don't understand.
It's pricey. Very expensive.
Is it? How much is a Christmas dinner?
Normally, it's £1.30 for soup. They've put it up today at £1.60 because it's Brock and Stilton.
Right.
It's a price of 50p. You're on your own. The penny's massive. So it's like, that's what I haven't bought for it. Disgusting as well.
I was about to say exactly that, actually.
Yeah, mate. Word for word, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. Most people listening to this and go, I can't understand a word. We'll just assume it's because they listen to the Talk Radio app. So that's all that is. Well, look, Jeff, because it's quite hard to talk to you in terms of just the signal, but what we will do now is we'll run through some gift prizes for you.
Okay.
What we've got here is a list of things which you are eligible. Now, as an inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you are eligible to get. You'll hear some music. Over the music, you'll hear a list of gift prizes with descriptions. You get to pick one. Here we go.
Right.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away Bob Mills. It's a piece of radio-themed crockery.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Japanese poetry carefully scribbled in bad handwriting onto a free newspaper.
A Talk Sport mug.
Well, no, we're not giving away Darren Goff. We're giving away the mug for the station he works for where they steal our ideas.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
An ideal Christmas gift if you don't like someone.
No, it's not that. It's Jeff, I wrote a book. It's about growing up. It's available on Amazon. It's A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. It's very well received by everyone apart from Cornelius.
That's a winner, that one. Was it up for the Booker Prize?
Well, it is. Well, hang on, we haven't finished the list yet. There might be something better.
Right. A TalkSport 2 mug.
Like currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing curling brooms and where it can go wrong.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Formerly used as a draft excluder by the Talk Radio office windows because they are as technically equipped as our studio.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And thanks to a typo in an email, you can receive this colander, ideal for straining your Brussels sprouts this Christmas.
There you go. Out of those, I mean, what an exciting range, Jeff. I'm sure you'll agree. You could donate the colander to the cafe, but, you know, or if you wanted, or... It's up to the choice is literally yours, Jeff.
Well, I think I'll have to go for the colander. Because it's like, everybody needs a colander and a good I'll go for that.
Yeah, it's a shame a better phone wasn't on the list, isn't it? But but there we go. I mean, you might be calling us on a Samsung phone and it might be on fire. I don't know. Like,
it's an iPhone, typical. It'll blow up.
Yeah, probably. Okay, listen, Jeff. That's Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff. Well, we learned a lot about Jeff there, but mostly soup. So
he really spoke to me. He did.
If you are still more intelligible than Cass ever is, to be fair. So if you want to be inducted into the Talk Radio Hall of Despair, the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then get a better phone than Jeff. Stand somewhere with a signal and get in touch. You can email us in the first instance. It's this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And then what'll happen is you'll get on the list. And then what'll happen is Cass will call you and speak at you. You, again, won't understand it. But
just hold the line until you hear our voices.
Yeah, and then it will all unfold in front of you. And you could be on the receiving end of one of those exciting gift prizes yourself. That's how that works. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works. Right, so in the next bit of the programme, work experience punditry, of course, because we need to invite Emma in here because she's bringing hipster nonsense with her. A roundup of hipster nonsense today on the programme. Also, giving away some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll be joined by the drummer, that's right, from the Stray Cats, if you remember the Stray Cats. The drummer has written a book about his life in the rock and roll world. Tales of debauchery and woe, and meeting Clint Eastwood and hanging out with Glenn Matlock from the Sex Pistols. All in the book. He's coming in to talk to us about that on the programme this afternoon. The small matter of Headline Hijack, though, we need to find a winner of Headline Hijack. It's the made-up news story part of the programme. A made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. There is news, but in it will be a news lie. That's how Headline Hijack works and is. Cornelius.
Hi.
Yeah. Give me the name of today's made-up story.
It is Danny.
Danny. Where's Danny from?
Danny is from...
Just pick one.
Barrow.
Okay. Danny's in Barrow. Is he in Furness?
No.
No, he's not in a Corsa. Barrow in Furness. It's like, so you put a wheelbarrow in a Corsa. It's a burning Vauxhall Corsa. I am funny.
You keep telling yourself that.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn Sub-Zero rugged man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams, and sat-navs. And right now, on everything at Maplin, get a £5 voucher when you spend £50, or a £10 voucher if you spend £100. So spring into action and visit us in store, or search Maplin online. Maplin. All the tech you need this Christmas. Terms and conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's CHECK to 80800.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup, it has to be Heinz.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MPs debate Brexit, Barrymore versus police, and Trump is Person of the Year.
Talk Radio.
Police have arrested a man on suspicion of making threats to a woman behind a legal challenge over Brexit. The 55-year-old from Swindon has been released on bail. As that legal battle over starting the EU divorce process continues at the Supreme Court, ministers are also debating the issue in the Commons. The government has avoided the prospect of an embarrassing defeat by agreeing to Labour calls for a Brexit plan to be revealed before Article 50 is triggered. Up to 40 Tory MPs were reportedly planning to back the motion. Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer has been reacting in the Commons to Theresa May's decision.
The government has now caved in.
Yeah.
Last minute amendments tell their own story and everybody knows it. A victory for common sense.
Two pharmaceutical firms will have to pay a record multi-million pound fines after allegedly overcharging the NHS through a 2,500% drug price increase. The firms say they're going to appeal. A government official in Pakistan says it's unlikely anyone on board a plane that crashed could have survived. The aircraft, which was carrying almost 50 people, came down in the north of the country. There's going to be a High Court trial over whether Michael Barrymore can get compensation from Essex Police. The entertainer, who was arrested after a man died at his home more than 15 years ago, says it had a devastating effect on his career and earnings. Nigel Farage has been pipped for the title of Time magazine's Person of the Year by US President-elect Donald Trump. The publication shortlists people they think have had the greatest influence, for better or worse.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Breezy but mild with some sunny spells across southern and central England. Otherwise, mainly cloudy with showers in the north and west. Highs of 15 degrees. I can't believe you just put that whistle in your mouth. It's been in here for ages and it's been on the floor and loads of people have touched it. It's probably really dirty.
How else was I supposed to blow it?
Well, if you don't care about germs.
You did the weather, didn't you?
Yes, you heard me doing it when you were saying she's doing the weather.
Yes, I did. Good. All right.
Just before the whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Just before the whistle, that's right.
There's something in that whistle.
I thought so.
Bit of Julia Hartley Brewer's spit.
Yeah, she uses that whistle when she's not happy with her production team. She blows it out.
In half an hour, Victoria's got bonus news.
Yes.
For the news is shorter than it used to be. So today, vegetable news. It covers everything. We cover everything on this programme. Animal, vegetable and mineral. That's everything. Mm-hmm. And so today, vegetable news.
Correct.
In half an hour.
Yes.
Something for us all to look forward to. Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino sees the Europa League as another chance to win a trophy. His side face CSKA Moscow in their final Champions League group game tonight, knowing they won't make the last 16, but avoiding defeat would see them qualify for UEFA's second tier competition, and that would be invaluable to Pochettino's side, who will be playing their home Premier League games at Wembley next season.
I think we need to win on Wembley. We need to make Wembley our home, and for that it's very important. I think we need to show that we can win on Champions League at home, and I think Wednesday is a very good opportunity.
Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri has left the likes of Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez at home for the Group G winners' trip to Porto. You can hear that game live and in full over on TalkSport. Finally, British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Warren Gatland has chosen England forwards coach Steve Borthwick, Ireland defence coach Andy Farrell, and the man standing in for Gatland as Wales boss Rob Howley as his three assistants for next summer's tour of New Zealand. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Education Secretary Justine Greening's announced that following another poor performance in the global PISA schools test, that the UK education system will no longer be accepting stupid children until the ratings start to increase again. In the meantime, they will be expected to wet the fields to increase crop yields.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle.
Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, good afternoon. Welcome to Time Magazine's Show of the Year. I am John Holmes. It's just gone past five. It's past. Work experience punditry on the way very shortly indeed. On today's red, white and blue programme. What Theresa May wanted, it's what we're delivering today. Also sparing a thought this afternoon for those affected by the Southern Rail strike. The ongoing problems with Southern Rail, they're on strike today, of course, as they were yesterday. And some bishops today, some bishops have announced that they've been saying prayers for commuters, for the beleaguered commuters of Southern Rail, asking for a miracle, an intervention, but they've given up wanting having the government intervene and the ASLEF union intervene. And now they're just appealing straight to God to see if
about
he can...
About time.
Well, I know. I mean, you might as well just go straight... I would say go straight to the big guy with these problems. So anyway, we're going to help them. We've been saying prayers ourselves for the Southern Rail problems. So let's... Hands together and eyes closed. Let us pray. Our driver... Do that again?
Yeah.
Our driver, who art in Southern, as left be thy name, our train won't come
between London and Brighton. Give us this day our daily commute,
as we forgive those who trespass onto the tracks. Lead us onto the platform. Onto the platform.
Says into.
Yes, your title. And deliver us from waiting just outside the station for bloody hours. Amen. That'll work. Stop coughing!
I can't.
So before we talk to Emma for Work Experience Punditry as well, we are taking your text this afternoon. Now, Theresa May has said she wants a Brexit to look like it's red, white and blue. That's what that means, meaningless. But that's what she said. Brexit should be red, white and blue, says Theresa May. It's on the front of all the papers today. It doesn't mean anything at all. But so what do you think Brexit should look like? That's what we're taking from you this afternoon. It's a very simple one. Obviously, it's got to be meaningless like hers. A lot coming in, though, Cornelius, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And they cost 25p plus your standard network rate. And you can use that at Twitter.
Start your message.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What do you think Brexit should look like? A lot coming in here. Spiky Brexit. Suave Brexit. Bumpy Brexit. Gregxit. That's a Brexit full of pasties.
Oh, nice,
It's a fat Brexit. What have you got there?
Early onset Brexit.
Yeah, good.
I think Brexit should be ribbed for her pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. A ribbed Brexit.
Ribbed Brexit.
Yeah. Anything else?
Brexjelina.
Or a flame. This has come in as well. Thank you. This one's Lee. A flame grilled Brexit, which is a Brexit in a Vauxhall Corsa. Okay, what should Brexit look like? What do you think Brexit should look like coming in, please? What do you think Brexit should look like, Emma?
Nothing.
Oh. A nothing Brexit. Emma's here, then, with Work Experience Punditry. She's Work Experience. She has to do punditry. That's the experience work that she's been getting from us. What? She's brought us hipster nonsense again. You've been off for a couple of weeks, though, Emma. Where have you been?
I've been to the Shire.
Right. Which Shire?
The Oxen.
Oxenshire?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I came back, and then I got a job.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm a woman of Lady of Labour now.
Oh, I see. You're in Labour? Get a towel. Fetch a hot towel. Wasn't expecting that.
do you mean pregnancy? No, I meant, working in the fields.
Oh, right, fine. So you got a job in the fields?
Yep.
Yeah, yes. What are you doing in the fields?
Rearing sheep.
Can you not go around the front of them?
No, but rearing sheep means you're like multiplying them. You know, they get pregnant and then they give birth. And then you rear them up.
Okay, this has gone weird. So anyway, Emma's here with Work Experience Punditry. She's reviewing Hipster Nonsense, pop-up man bun cereal cafes and all of their evil ilk. What have you got today, Emma?
So have you ever thought, what if Jesus was born in a stable in
2016? No, I could think it now if you want me to.
Yeah, so think about it. All and right, what do you imagine?
All right, let me think about it. Let's all think about that. Just think about it now. Sorry, what was the question again?
Okay, so there's a nativity scene, but it's hipster version.
Oh, yes. Now, yes, yes.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
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 No? We covered it on the show at some point.
Yeah, we did talk about this, but you might have been off.
You?
But that's fine.
Because then we won't talk about
it. No, we
this.
Can talk about it, because, and I'll tell you why. We did talk about it a couple of weeks ago, and then we found it first, and then it was on the proper news.
The news.
The news, like, as a hipster thing. It was on, like, the television and everything. But we'd done it first, Emma. So this...
Well, then we don't have to do that one.
Well, is this the one with the Amazon parcels?
Yeah.
And the what with the other ones? There's
Mary and Joseph taking a selfie with the babe in swaddling clothes.
That's right.
A millennial putting up snaps of baby Jesus, uploading it onto Instagram with the hashtag baby Jesus, hashtag no filter. And the stable animals include 100% organic cow eating gluten-free feed and a sheep wearing a Christmas jumper.
Yeah. Yes. And the wise men were following a drone?
No, they weren't following a drone. They were on Segways, though.
Yes, of course they were.
And they had designer facial hair and wearing glasses and weird hats.
Yeah. It was hateful then, and it's hateful now, is where I'm going with that, yes.
Do you think you would ever get one?
Do you think anyone would ever get one? Well, a hipster would, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. But,
to be ironic.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone hasn't done a nativity scene cafe in the world of it. Because, you know, we've talked about the different... You can go to a cafe. You can't just go for a coffee anymore, not in the East End of London, anyway. Because you have to... If you sit down to get a coffee, they'll bring you an owl to stroke while you wait, or something, or a cat with cereal sellotape to it, and you'd have to pick that off. Or they'll bring you a beard, in a grow your own beard in a cup set. Don't know what that is. But now, what I'm thinking was, underneath a railway arch, mm-hmm. a nativity cafe at this time of year would be a perfect pop-up. Would it not?
And what, Jesus, everyone just standing still, like a mannequin?
Maybe you order a beverage, but okay. You have to milk it yourself from the donkey or something. Mm. Do you milk a donkey? Probably in a hipster cafe.
You go into
a shop, into a cafe, and milk your donkey, right, into a cup, and then
and then you press your own grapes for your wine.
Yes, or something like that. Anyway, you're going to tell me that's not a thing, aren't you? It's not a thing.
That is a thing.
What, the Nativity Cafe?
No, I'm joking. It's not a thing. But you should
Well, we could open it next door to our other idea.
What, the mustard?
Inglorious Mustard.
Still hasn't taken shape.
It needs to.
We need to do a Kickstarter for
We're going to Kickstarter Inglorious Mustard. Emma, you were in on it.
Yeah.
We're doing the new year. That's it. Yeah. That's it. We're doing it. On this show, we're doing the Kickstarter. Three of us, and it's Inglorious Mustards. We talked about it before. It's a mustard pop-up.
Mustard pop-up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is yet, apart from that, but that's fine. Anyway, what else have you got?
Okay, so have you ever wanted to create your own pretentious hipster restaurant and bar?
Well, I've just said that I do.
Oh my God, yeah, sorry, wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Well, a Brooklyn bar menu generator can help you decide what kind of stuff you want that you will include in your menu.
Mustard.
So for research purposes only, I did it for me. Yeah. And so my restaurant would be called Osborne and Decoven. I would serve late summer ham and expanded water for £9.
Well, back up. What, expanded water? That's ice.
Yeah, exactly.
I think idea of this website, John.
I don't understand.
So you put ham in water, but the water's actually ice, and then you put it in room temperature, and then the water expands, and so does the ham. And it's actually really nice. Just tastes of water.
Okay.
And then fermented butter at £11. Vinegar balls with ramp.
What balls?
Vinegar.
All right.
With ramp. What's ramp?
Well, it's disabled access.
you roll the balls down them.
Hmm.
What, into people's mouths? Actually, that could be quite good, wouldn't it?
Well,
that's another idea.
That's a really good idea.
A restaurant where you just sit your mouth at the bottom of the ramp.
And people just roll balls at you. They should do it. It sounds like a Bush Tucker trial.
No, thing is, you've got two attractions there because you can be one of the people who has the food rolled into their mouth, yeah. Or you could be at the other end of the lane. I picture it as a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Rolling, aiming for the people's mouths.
Yeah, and you could get points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying yes to this. I mean, the food would have to be rollable.
Mm.
So you've got meatballs, obviously a faggot. You've got that. You've got maybe a baby bell.
An onion bargee.
A bargee, yeah.
But wouldn't that be quite difficult because it's quite jagged?
Well, I think it will still go down a ramp.
Yeah, it'll roll.
Okay.
You know, I mean...
And for desserts, gobstoppers?
Oh, I've got another good idea. Yes, definitely gobstoppers. Profiteroles.
Oh, yeah.
I've just another good idea for pop-up, everybody.
Another one?
Yes.
Wow, we're going to have a whole mall at this point.
It's an onion bargee. It's a barge, which are quite hipster,
yeah.
Moored in some expanded water, maybe, right? But it just serves onion barges.
Or just any type. You can get lots of vegetable barges.
Well, there you go. Mine's just got onion, though. The one next door. There's a whole row of them.
A whole river of expanded river. Water.
Yeah. Where barges are selling barges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
okay,
yes.
I can see it.
All right. Okay, well, hang on to that idea and others for...
Young and Glorious Mustards.
We're going to take Traffic and Travel, and then we'll be back, Emma, with more of What the Hell You're Talking About.
Mm.
It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons with Hipster Nonsense in the Work Experience Review. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
TV or laptop. TV or laptop. TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my free reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, a free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
You're right. I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Bundles.
Offer ends 11th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q-Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade-branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Hampshire's A3M is heavy northbound. Some debris on the carriageway between Junction 3 at Waterlooville and Junction 2 for Horndean. No change in Surrey for day 24. It's still blocked by an accident between Epsom and Ashted. That's in both directions. Better news through Catterick. The southbound A1's clear of the accident near to Catterick South and back on the move again. In Barrow-in-Furness in Cumbria, the southbound side of the A590 is still closed at the Craven Park roundabout after an accident. But the accident on Cardiff's A470 North Road has been recovered and that route's moving well. I'm Gerina Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
For our next trip to Panto Land, we are crossing the thin blue line, and we're talking the police and Panto, so only one man fits the bill, and he's from the bill. Graham Cole, plus a perfect film review as we give you a sneaky preview of the brand new Star Wars film for Christmas. All that and have your say on the big burning current affairs issue of the day. Better call Paul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's a barge, right, with... so it's got onion barges on it.
Okay.
This is my pop-up hipster nonsense latest venture that I have.
What are you going to call it? Bargy Bargeson?
No, it's just called Bargy Barge. Because it sells onion barges on a barge. A barge is a hip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mix them with an onion barge. Okay, here's what it is. There's a barge, right, with people fighting on it.
Why fighting?
Argy bargy.
Okay.
They're Argentinian.
Argentinian onion barges.
Yeah, having a fight. No, the wait. No, here we go. The staff are all Argentinian, but they're having a. They're arguing, right, while they're serving you onion barges. So it's an argy bargy.
In a barge.
On a barge.
On a barge.
On a bargy barge. See, that's a good hipster idea.
Yeah.
Things are easy. Can you have the fruit? Fruit. Could you have the fruit bargy?
Fruit.
Can you
have the fruit?
Could you have a fruit bargy? I mean, can you bargy anything? But
yeah, well, that'd be like, you can get like pineapple fritters.
Yeah.
So just, that's pretty much that, isn't
it's
it?
A bargy. It's
just yeah.
Like deep fat frying things.
So you can basically bargy anything, you know.
What would you bargy?
Fruit. I'd bargy a steak. Steak bargy.
Oh, yeah. Bacon's bargy.
Bacon bargy.
Ooh, oh, good.
How good would that be?
Chip bargy.
Bacon and cheese bargy.
It's basically a Finder's crispy pancake.
Oh.
A mincemeat bargy. Mincemeat, but it's got both kinds in. The mince pie kind.
Oh.
And the beef.
Don't know how I'd feel about that.
It's a mincemeat.
Extravaganza. Anyways, okay. Would you like me to continue?
I think so.
So the next thing which I'm going to talk about is the clip-on man bun.
You could put a bun in a bargy. It'd be a bun bargy.
You can put a bargy in a bun.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Right, so this is a clip-on man bun.
Yeah. Okay, so for all those people who don't want to... All those guys who don't want to commit to growing hair,
yeah,
but still want that aesthetic... To look like a hipster.
I could get one because I used to like to go bald at the back.
Right. You are, yeah.
I know I am.
No, they do it in your colour as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because I've got, I'm thinning on top. I'm fine with it. I'm actually annoyed. But I'm thinking this could be my saviour.
Yeah, exactly. Just to like hide the little spot.
All right, point it out.
I know, I was just guessing.
All right.
Okay, so the way that you apply it is you comb your hair back towards the crown of your head in a similar motion to lacquering a reclaimed wood coffee table. So it's like this motion.
Right, so you comb the hair back
and then you attach it.
You attach
the
man bun.
And then you just go like about your day, running, walking, dancing in the rain.
Yeah, I do all of those things as well. Every day I do all of those things. That would solve my problem. That would surely solve like Wayne Rooney went for expensive hair weave or whatever he did, and James Nesbitt. I could just get one. How much is it?
£14.
And rather than look like a slightly balding man, I look hip.
Because you've got kind of like what you're wearing right now is quite hipster.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much for noticing.
You just need to grow a moustache and then have the clip-on man bun.
Yeah.
You'll need a clip-on moustache as well, really.
I'd look great.
Can you not grow facial hair?
Yes, of course I can grow facial hair. I don't know what he's talking about. He's 12. I could. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get me one?
Yeah, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can like blend into your surroundings. You could go to Hackney, and then people will start to talk to you like you're of some significance.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a man bun.
Yes. What else have you got there?
Okay, so Let me just have a look.
I'm going to get one of those.
No, this is actually quite bad. So there's a hipster fashion brand called Acne, which is a stupid name. They've created hipster sandals that look like sandals a charity have created for children in Africa.
What? So...
So they've designed a sandal and it looks exactly like the same sandal that a charity have designed, made for children in Africa who couldn't wear.
So which are presumably not hipster because of what they're intended for.
Yeah, they're known to be, to kind of have all served, I can't say my words.
Say words.
All surfaces to be hardy.
Hardy. That's the one. Yeah. All right.
Not
Laurel.
Not Laurel.
Right. Okay. So they're all terrain sandals.
Yes.
Which they make for kids.
Yeah.
In Africa, because that's a good thing to do. Mm. And now a hipster company has sort of gone, ha, we can make drought and poverty hip.
Yeah. Basically. And then loads of people were just oh, why don't you instead donate all the sandals to these people?
You'd think.
And they were like, no, we're just going to withdraw our shoes and just pretend this didn't happen.
Yeah. They could spend... You know what people... That's also selfish. You think about where... We're talking about pop-up cafes. Where people pop-up cafes? Where do they pop them up? Right? Shoreditch. Mm. Right? And Hackney. And hipster parts of Manchester and Birmingham and some in Glasgow and so... Right? All these hipster quarters, right? Pop-up cafe. They don't need them. They've got hundreds of pop-up cafes, right? Mm. You can get a coffee... Right? And no one wants to have to stroke an owl anyway while you're getting a coffee. So take the... Why don't they pop-up cafes... In Ethiopia.
Mm.
Because they need food, right? So you go over there and pop up a cafe. Boom.
I think we may have touched on a similar idea on the show before. Possibly even in this segment where we solve poverty by gentrifying the world.
That's right.
That's pretty much what this is.
It's part of my global... I'm like Bono.
Yeah.
Right? In many ways.
The global gentrification project.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call it.
And you know what they've done? I can't remember where in Africa, but they created mud huts that were replicas of what poor people have to live in, and that was a whole hotel. That was a luxury hotel for people.
And so you go, right, give it to the people with no houses. That's part of the... Yes, and then build a hotel there. They can stay in it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, expanded water, expand it to the drought-ridden areas. What's wrong with the hipsters? So all of this pop-up technology exists. All you got to do is pop it up in the right place. You know, people in Africa, as we know from, Do They Know It's Christmas, have to walk miles to get clean water, right? If you open a coffee shop in their village, it's right there, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I'm not saying they're paid for it, it's free, obviously.
You've nailed it on the head there.
So I don't know why people just don't go over there and pop up a coffee shop there.
Because hipsters like going to like places where it's just like, oh, a bit run down.
Gentrify it.
They just love to do that kind of stuff.
That's a good idea.
Send them there.
And, I mean, you're not going to get very far with a barge in the desert, I admit, but, my idea of a bargy still stands. With Argentinians on it, arguing.
Maybe just keep it in London for now.
Yeah, see
and then
how it
if
goes.
It gets big, then, put the barges elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Emma.
Cheers, Emma.
Yeah. Are you coming in next week, or don't you know yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right, you'd be very welcome.
Sorry, I've been a bit like, whoa.
Is this because you got up at 5 o'clock this morning?
Yes.
All right.
But I still tried. I'm a trooper.
Yes. right, that's Emma. She had work experience punditry. It was hipster nonsense. Thanks very much indeed, Emma, I think. Next, we meet a man. He's written a book. He is called Slim Jim Phantom. Bye. That's his real name. He used to be the drummer in the Stray Cats, and he has written a book about his life experiences and all the all the rock stars he's hung out with. Anyway, he's coming in to talk about his book some of those tales. He'll also win some meat as well this afternoon, if you want. He has had to get in touch with us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you want to play a game of Dead or Alive, then we'll be doing that later on. There's also the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, and a diversity paper review with Charlie, who is our diversity for today. His diversity is that he's black. He'll be going through the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. This is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 2:30. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour is claiming a victory for common sense after the government agreed to reveal its EU divorce plan before starting the process. Theresa May has avoided a rebellion by some Tory MPs who plan to back an opposition motion being debated in the Commons. Shadow EU Exit Secretary Keir Starmer insists he doesn't intend to delay the timetable, but he says the plan must be published in good time.
It must have enough detail to allow the relevant parliamentary bodies and committees, including the Brexit Select Committee, to scrutinise the plan effectively.
It comes as police have arrested a man on suspicion of making threats to Gina Miller, the woman behind a legal challenge over Brexit. The 55-year-old from Swindon has been released on bail. A former football coach has been arrested in Belfast on suspicion of sexual offences against children. 71-year-old Jim McCafferty was formerly a kit man at Celtic, Hibs and Falkirk. He handed himself in at a police station after giving an interview to an Irish newspaper. Two drugs companies are appealing a fine over claims they exploited the NHS by raising the price of anti-epilepsy medicine. Regulators found Pfizer and Flynn Pharma increased the cost by up to 2,600%. Pakistani military officials say they've recovered 21 bodies after a plane crash. Almost 50 people were on board when it came down in a mountainous region. And Cruz Beckham has released a Christmas single to raise money for charity. The youngest son of David and Victoria is reported to have been signed by Justin Bieber's management, Scooter Braun. The 11-year-old's first single is called If Every Day Was Christmas. The weather breezy but mild with some sunny spells across southern and central England. Otherwise mainly cloudy with showers in the north and west. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Well, no, there isn't. Well, there is, but there's also more now. Right, Victoria?
Right.
Right. Now, let us explain this for those that might be new to the programme. Victoria, hello.
Hi.
She does the news.
I do.
Did you just do it?
Yes.
And the weather?
Yes.
Good. I was out there.
I know.
Right. So, she does the news, and it's shorter than it's supposed to be. It used to be, about 3 minutes long. The news is now 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Well, what, in the vicinity of 2 minutes long, 1:40-ish. And then, the news is Victoria gets paid the same, mm-hmm. even though she does fewer news. So in order to make the time up and her money, she does bonus news at 2:30 every day, animal, vegetable and mineral, because that covers everything, on consecutive days. Today we arrive at vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
It's just really quite weird.
So, potatoes are apparently the country's favourite vegetable. A survey conducted for Mash Direct, so, you know, must be reliable, found the spud...
Mash Direct?
Yeah, it's a company.
Okay.
So the survey found that the spud beat carrots and peas to take the title. The same poll found that celery, celeriac and avocado are our least favourite.
I'll go along with celery there. I don't like celery. It's too stringy.
It's horrible celery.
It is horrible.
Bitter.
Well, maybe that's why it's topped number one. Although, lots of people when they're on diets eat celery, don't they? Because it doesn't,
Is that an urban myth about the calories in celery?
I think that's true.
More calories eating celery than there are in celery.
Possibly.
Is that true?
I use more calories rejecting celery than I do not eating celery.
Or pushing celery violently away.
Yeah, I do.
I bought some celery the other day and I didn't even eat it, just put it in the bin. It was in my fridge for a couple of weeks.
We get you in here for your anecdotes.
Thanks. Do you want to know the rest of the top 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so the favourite ones are potato, number one, carrot, peas, tomato, which is a fruit, broccoli, then it says cucumber/salad leaves at number 6, cabbage, spring onions, corn, green and French beans are in at number 10. Of the favourite ones. I won't bother doing the least favourite.
No, don't.
Shouldn't look that enthused. So a woman who runs a vegan bakery has started feeding her pet dogs mostly vegetables. Paula Laws says she gives Tommy the Patterdale and her mixed breed dog she rescued, who's called Bella, a diet of raw green veg, sweet potatoes, fruit and herbs and spices. The 41-year-old claims they like the diet and don't need meat, whereas apparently cats do need meat in their diets. And the interview that I read on this, it said in brackets, the 41-year-old who's single. And I was like, how is that relevant? But anyway. And finally, a YouTuber has created cabbage metal.
Also, tuber is a potato.
Brilliant.
And an instrument.
Correct. Great. Andrew Huang's created a song using just the notes C, A, B, G, and E. He used a guitar, a piano, and bass to do it after getting a request online, and we can hear a bit of it now.
Oh.
Him eating cabbage. Okay, so let's just fast forward to about 9 seconds to go. This way.
Cabbage! Cabbage! Cabbage!
There you go.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. Cabbage metal there. Are you speechless?
Well, I don't think Ivan Novello is going to be troubled, is he? But, you know, it's...
I quite enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's longer than that. That's just a...
I guessed that.
Yep.
What are the least favourite vegetables?
Oh, if you want me to go through it. So number one is celery, number two celeriac, three avocado, and then Brussels sprouts. Yeah, like, avocado
people
is
love
really...
avocado.
Yeah, and also, is it... Yeah, I think it's a fruit as well, isn't it? It's got a stone. Yeah.
It's poncy, is what it is.
It is poncy, you're right. Brussels sprouts, turnip.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I quite like them. Yeah.
Have you bought any and thrown them away?
No.
Oh, no anecdote there.
No, sorry. Then turnips, kale, parsnips. I like parsnips too.
I like parsnips.
Do you like your mum's?
8 squash, 9 beetroot, 10 leeks.
And a partridge. That was Victoria.
John, why was wait, can you repeat the last few?
Oh my god. Okay, so parsnips, squash, beetroot, and then number 10, leeks.
Why was 7 scared? Because 8 squash 9. That's what you said earlier. 8 squash 9. You didn't. You could have repeated it when I asked you to, but you didn't.
Anyway, that was Victoria with Vegetable News, everybody's favourite part of the programme. Coming up then, we will be giving away some meat, conversely, in a game of Dead or Alive. That is in around an hour's time from now. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. And, well, we're going to go out on the streets to find out what the people think in a minute. And we will be joined by Slim Jim Phantom, who has written a book. It's about his life. It's about growing up. It's about rock and roll, importantly. And we'll be talking to him about that next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, being a talk radio station, of course, it is our job to take the pulse of the nation, to find out what the people think. What are they saying exactly? And to do that, we send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they are on crack, into the streets to find those people and ask them, by shoving microphones into their faces, exactly what they think. The big question, of course, is what are they thinking right now? Are they thinking plug sockets or plankton?
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
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 Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets. Plankton.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets. Plankton.
Plug sockets. Plankton.
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 Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets. Plug sockets. Plankton. Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets. Plankton.
Plankton.
Plankton. Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Plankton.
Plug sockets.
Plankton.
Well, there you have it. That's what the people are saying on the streets right now. They're saying plug sockets or plankton. What do you think, though? That's what we want to know. What do you think? Do you think plug sockets? What do you think, Plankton? Let us know. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with plug sockets or plankton.
Next, we talk to one of the truest rock and rollers. His name's Slim Jim Phantom. You'll know him from the Stray Cats. He will be joining us to talk about a book he's written, My Life as a Rockabilly Rebel. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Time for another round of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
Okay, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Go compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to side, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Hampshire's A3M is heavy northbound. There's some debris on the carriageway between Junction 3 at Waterlooville and Junction 2 for Horndean. No change in Surrey for the A24. It's still blocked by an accident between Epsom and Ashted. That's in both directions. Better news through Catterick. The southbound A1's clear of the accident near to Catterick South and back on the move again. In Barrow-in-Furness in Cumbria, the southbound side of the A590 is still closed at the Craven Park roundabout after an accident. But the accident on Cardiff's A470 North Road has been recovered and that route's moving well. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is just coming up to a time before we talk to our very special guest this afternoon. We've just been chatting, actually, off air, about the news. And you were saying, Jim, how fast the news moves.
Yeah, and fake,
doesn't it? It's fake news. It's fast news. There's Theresa May trying to give all manner of different colours to Brexit in the news today. Donald Trump is Times Man of the Year, which broke the news broke this afternoon.
Time Magazine.
Time Magazine's Man of the Year, yeah, that's right.
He needs the affirmation.
We'll talk a bit about that in a moment. But we have a way of explaining the news, Jim, on this programme, because we know the news is complicated, as we were just discussing. For instance, Cornelius.
I can't get my head around it.
That's right. So what we do is we take the news and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Bishops pray for miracle to halt southern dispute, 'cause that'll work.
The news in haikus. It's one of the best ways you can deal with it.
I don't care anymore, man.
That is the voice of a rock and roll legend. Slim Jim Phantom joins us. Legendary drummer for the Stray Cats, of course. You have your book out, Life as a Rockabilly Rebel.
A Stray Cat Struts, My Life as a Rockabilly Rebel.
That's what it's called.
St. Martin's Press, available everywhere.
It is available everywhere, and in my hand right now. It's all of your life, this? Where do we start?
No fake news in that. It's actually... I couldn't even make up half the funny stuff. I don't know. Tell the truth at that point.
Because reading it, it is obviously completely full of stories that are just brilliant, because obviously it's rock and roll, and that's what we like to hear about. Mm. Did you have all this to hand in your head, or did you have to sit down and think quite hard to remember all of it?
In a nutshell, a buddy of mine did a book, and they asked me to do some, a liner note for him.
Yeah.
And I just knocked off some rock journalism. You know, the majesty of rock meets the grittiness of the rhythm guitar. You know, that. And the agent, Dana Newman, my friend, she really liked it and said, have you ever written? And it's one of those things that if you never do it, you can't get rejected, and you like to hang on to, you know, I'm the cool guy, I'm the drummer, but I've never tried to write a book, but I could if I want. But if you don't, you never can get turned down.
Yeah.
So she coaxed a story out of me. Which is very London-centric, a lot of it. I wrote a story about going to play the slot machines at a gambling casino with Lemmy.
Yeah.
And then 20 pages later, the punchline is, we're paying the taxi driver in coins. But in the middle 20 pages is who else was in London, who else we saw that night, what gig we went to before. The whole, it kind of paints a broader stroke.
It's a scene. It's a whole
scene. So, like, I tried to use little stories to paint, like a bigger swath of my life.
Yeah.
And that was one that was about that era in London. And then she asked for another one. That's good. Tinkered it. And then I wrote one about, I think it was when we went on tour with the Rolling Stones, which was, and they liked us, they came to the gig and they wanted to sign us to their label, and they couldn't ever get in the same room again.
Yeah.
They came to see us play and they could never. So we had various meetings with the individual guys, which is each a fantastic story.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Going to Keith's house or going to, yeah. And so then I wrote a story about tying all of my adventures with those guys, and then they asked us to go on tour with them as an unknown act.
So what year was this?
81.
81. Yeah.
So then I wrote that story. She liked it. And then we shopped it around. And I was all ready to get, you know, thanks, Jim, but no thanks kind of thing. And then a few publishers liked it.
Yeah.
I think maybe Rock Bios were in Vogue or something last year. So then I had to sit down and write it. And part of my, not that I can call demand too much, but I wanted to write it myself rather than be in a room and tell stories to a guy that used to work at NME or Rolling Stone, and then he makes a story, you know, like, so, and like, I was very careful, because the reason why I'm friendly with everyone and like can, you know, kind of maintain these same relationships, I've had 35, all the people in the book I've known a really long time, is because I don't talk about certain things, you know, it's just business as usual.
That's it. I was wondering that, because there's a lot in there, but it makes you wonder how much you had to leave out, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, you know, part of it was, for like a long time, you'd go and do things, go on a radio show or give an interview, and it just gives the guy a good radio show, a good interview. What's in it for me a little bit? You know, I was like, now I wrote a book, I can kind of justify going out and talking about certain things. And again, I say everything nice about everybody. It's just I kind of try to tell more you know, the funny side of the whole thing.
Well, playing slot machines with Lemmy is just a great anecdote there. I mean, as you rightly say, that's just, well, you can't get better than that. And you obviously won big on that.
Well, we didn't have any bills. We just had the, you know, the coins left at the end of the night. But, like, that's kind of been, like, a little bit of a microcosm of my life. And all of it is down to, like, the fact that when we were kids, we found rockabilly music and we played rock. That's why Lemmy can, like, be pals with him and the Rolling Stones and the guys from the Sex Pistols and the, you know,
yes,
like
I guess it's not,
because everyone can agree on Eddie Cochran or Elvis Presley. It's like something that's kind of a unifying thing. And we were a little bit the, you know, the standard bearers for like real American
rockabilly
rock and roll
stuff. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, everyone likes it.
So, I mean, the people that you, I mean, that you mention in the book, of course, there's obviously the Sex Pistols. I know you're good friends with Glenn Matlock.
I'm staying at his house. He's like kind of a traitor. That's how I can afford to come to London.
What's Glenn
and do...
Matlock's house like? Come on, tell us. Is it like
it's a smart flat? Yeah, everything's cool. He's got, you know, towels and TV, and it's you know, he's got my little room in the back of the house.
I don't want to have towels. So where's the ethic there? Sell out. Well, also, you know, the Clash at Robert Plant, the Damned, of course, so that whole scene as well. There's a Guns N' Roses, because you know Duff, I think, don't you?
Yeah, he's my buddy, and like, again, it's like something you can't set out to do, but again, it was the unifying thing is rockabilly and, you know, rock and roll. You can't, like, and me then on top of that, I was the guy that liked everybody. I wanted to go out. I embraced the whole kind of, you know, wackiness of the whole thing.
I
was never a tortured artist. I kind of liked, I was that guy that went out, you know, was friends with everybody. I try to get the kind of funny, like, stories. And like, all the people we mentioned, I met when I first came here, 1980.
Yeah.
And all the people in the book, I've known 81, 82.
Like, have they,
and
any of
we're
them read
still
the book?
Friendly with them all.
Yeah. But have they read the book? Any of them? Have you had any
all
feedback?
All of them, yeah.
What kind of reviews are they giving you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone likes it because I say everything nice about everybody. Yeah, like, I tell, like, ironic things rather than tragic things, kind of. Which is really how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, 100 years ago, if you told me to sign on the dotted line, you're going to have to be doing a book, like, interview about your book that you wrote about adventures with the, you know, and being all because I started to play the drums and I was pretty good at it. And the other two guys from the Stray Cats were in my class and we did something together. I would have signed on the dotted line, right?
Anyone would have done that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you can't complain about it now, is what I'm saying. Like, it's just, you have to still be happy about the whole thing. We drive through the city, like, imagine being in an office there and, like, sitting in on the bus every day. Yeah. And, like, that's what I try to hold.
And there's you in the book hanging out with Clint Eastwood.
Well, a couple times, Just, you know, in a purely working relationship. I don't call him on the phone or anything, but, you know, but I had my moment.
Hey, he'd pick up if you did. You know, we know.
I think if I called him enough times, that guy, okay, see what he wants.
but it is full of this stuff. I mean, what I like about it is you go from, like, your Clint Eastwood sort of, you know, in these, all down to, comes all the way down, that's not the fair thing to say, but a band I'm a huge fan of, so I grew up loving The Alarm.
Oh, right. Mike Peters, one of my best pals ever.
Yeah, as I learned from the book. And I think my first gig, but certainly my second, my first gig was Iron Maiden.
Okay, good guys, I know that, yeah. You know, Nico, drummer, pal of mine.
Nico McBrain, indeed. And but then The Alarm was my second one. It was a small club in Birmingham.
Right? Okay.
And it was I was quite young. My parents were a bit sort of, should you be going to that club to watch this sort of band? I don't know. And I almost died because I got crushed in the mosh pit, but not being as tall as the next person, I got crushed between people. And as the mosh pit bounced up and down, I didn't hit the floor on the downstroke.
Ooh.
And was just trapped between people on the upstroke. I spent a good time thinking I was going to die. And that's Mike Peters' fault, is what I'm saying.
Again, it's like he's one of those kind of guys that I've known so long now. Mike and The Alarm were the opening act on the first Stray Cats tour. This is 1980.
Yeah.
36 years ago today, we were on our first tour, and Mike and The Alarm were the opening act.
Wow. So
and we just stayed friends. And that first year, 1980, the other two guys from the Stray Cats went back to New York for our first Christmas, because we had come to England maybe June, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we went from rags to relative riches, and they went back. For some reason, I stayed in London. I was on my own. And then come Christmas Eve, I was, like, a little lonely, I suppose. And I somehow got the train and went to Wales with Mike. Found myself in Rhyl. I found my way to Rhyl in the north of Wales. I had, like, a little jacket on, and it was freezing. I somehow found my way there, knocked on the door out of the blue. I don't even know how you did it before the internet or cell phones, but I got there.
Yeah.
And Mike's family opened, come on in, you know, and I had a Christmas in Wales. Christmas with the law. Literary. Yeah. And they took me to the local disco. I'll never forget this. There was like a Christmas Eve. It's like 10 people there. There was one mod guy who like wanted to have a fight, and I like wouldn't even engage him. I let him down. He couldn't get me going, and he walked away kind of upset that he didn't have a rumble on Christmas.
You were, of course, dressed in your attire, looking the proper rockabilly.
Probably I had a leather jacket on, and like, you know, it was a little bit cold that day. You know, I didn't have a pink peg pants. Probably had some jeans on, a leather jacket.
Speaking of being cold, you've been up to Everest Base Camp. Now, you've done...
Yes, we did Base Camp and Kilimanjaro, both with Mikey Boy, who was sick for a few years.
Yes, he was. Very well.
And when he got better or in remission, we wanted to he wanted to give back. And so he does this big stem cell research thing.
Yep.
And somehow organized a mountain climb. And if he had asked me to go deep sea diving, I would have done that. Yeah. It was like, okay, I got
to. Was it? I mean, because I've been to the foothills of Everest, but I've not been to base camp. But I'd love to do it.
It was hard. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it again. Yeah. Anything like that. It was. So you know, we picked that, and we had a unique gang with Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze, of course, Cy from The Fix, Cy Kernan, Robin Wilson from Gin Blossoms, like seemingly an odd.
Yeah.
Gang, Nick Harper, English blues man extraordinaire.
That's going to be weird for other mountaineers, isn't it? But you've struggled to base camp, and then you're confronted by yourself and Mike Peters, and Glenn Tilbrook, going, "What?
Everyone
are they doing?
Is so shredded." I think by the time you get there, that you wouldn't notice
some guys,
everyone's trying to get a bowl of soup or you know stay warm somehow. And the people at base camp are waiting for a green light. We were there for 2 days, and there was a team there who had been there for like a week or something,
because they're
just waiting
for the
green light, and then they just go whatever time it is.
Yeah.
So we were there, and we were playing along the way and singing and playing. We had acoustic guitars and tambourine and kind of thing, but it was really hard. And I said, "Mikey, you got it out of me. I'm not into this," And then he just he's one of those cats that can kind of make you do stuff you don't want to do. By agreeing with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, Jim, okay.
And then you went and declared.
I'm not doing it, man. Oh, okay, I heard you. No problem, buddy. I told you I'm not, and he gets you to do it like that. And then a year later, they said Kilimanjaro. And I'd never been to Africa. And a lot of stuff, what we do, there's a gig attached to it. Like all the traveling you've done is usually because somehow on the other end, there's a gig.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't have gone on a safari by myself. To who would think of doing something like that?
Yeah.
So, like, you'd never get there. So, okay, I'll do that one. And now I'm really finished.
Well, look,
so, all cancer research. We actually got the first radiation machine in Kathmandu with the money we raised.
There you go. So, look, it's a great book. We're out of time. Can you believe how fast
that
went?
Okay.
There you go. But it is called A Stray Cat Struts, brackets. Up to base camp. My life is a rockabilly rebel, Slim Jim Phantom. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
fascinating
me.
Fascinating stuff.
Nice.
Right, in the next bit of the programme, we will, of course, be looking at today's big debate. There's your chance to win some meat in the game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb. All coming on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa. I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books?
And always into cycling.
Leg waxing strips?
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles?
And he wears those tight, like, recycling shorts.
Lunch boxes? Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, arrests after threats to Brexit challenger, Pakistani plane crashes, and Trump is Person of the Year.
Talk Radio.
The Brexit secretary has suggested MPs will get to vote on the final deal the government negotiates for leaving the EU. David Davis has been responding to questions during a debate in the Commons after the government agreed its exit plan would be revealed before the official process begins. He insists it would give as much detail as possible, but Mr. Davis also warned ministers must respect the will of the people.
Our amendment also lays out an important challenge to those on the benches opposite who say they respect the result of the referendum, but whose actions suggest they're looking for every opportunity to thwart and delay it. We will see today if they are willing to back the government in getting on with implementing the decision made by the people of the United Kingdom.
It comes as a 55-year-old man's been arrested and bailed on suspicion of making online threats to the businesswoman behind the Brexit legal challenge. Early this week, Gina Miller revealed that she's scared to go out because of the abuse she's received.
Sexual, racial violence and threats and death threats, etc., that have come via phone calls, emails, letters to my office. My staff have been bombarded. My family have now been threatened.
Former Celtic coach Jim McCafferty has been arrested by police in Northern Ireland over allegations of sexual offences against children. The 71-year-old worked at the club in the 90s. There's a warning it's unlikely there'll be any survivors of a plane crash in Pakistan. More than 40 people were on board the flight to the capital, Islamabad. Two drug companies say they're going to appeal against a multi-million pound fine awarded after claims they exploited the NHS by dramatically increasing the price of anti-epilepsy medicine. A regulator found Pfizer and Flynn Pharma increased the cost by up to 2,600%. And Donald Trump has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. He's beating competition from the likes of Beyonce and Nigel Farage to take 2016's title. The publication has called him the President of the Divided States of America.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yeah. Breezy but mild with sunny spells across southern and central England. Otherwise cloudy with some showers in the north and west. Highs of 15 degrees.
Thanks very much, Victoria. That's Victoria there.
John.
Yeah, yes.
You know how you said it earlier that my bulletin was too short? That one was longer to compensate.
Oh, how long was that one?
Well, the script timing says 2:18. So that should hopefully, you know, balance out.
Well, we all thank you for that.
Good.
Right, Ben has got the pre-recorded sport now from where a sort of chicken farm, right? But to keep the chickens entertained, because they're not really allowed outside, because it's like a battery farm, which is bad. But what they have done is they've brought in a trampoline for the chickens, and Ben's got his sport live from that.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino is calling on his side to prove they can win Champions League games at Wembley when the curtain falls on their campaign at home to CSKA Moscow tonight. Spurs were knocked out a fortnight ago following the defeat against Monaco. Tottenham have to avoid defeat tonight to qualify for the Europa League. Here's midfielder Christian Eriksen.
We want to win as well at Wembley as well. We're two games now and three with a cup final where we haven't won. So of course we want to change that and we're going to start with that on Wednesday.
Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he's not worried about his job security despite his side's poor form on the domestic front. The Foxes are at Porto in the Champions League tonight in Talk Sports live commentary game, having already qualified for the last 16 as group winners. Finally, British and Irish Lions rugby union head coach Warren Gatland has chosen England forwards coach Steve Borthwick, Ireland defence coach Andy Farrell, and the man standing in for Gatland as Wales boss Rob Howley as his three assistants for next summer's tour of New Zealand. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
There we go, Ben there with his pre-recorded sport live from a poultry farm where, just to entertain them really, the chickens have been given a trampoline. John Lewis do have a lot to answer for. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Yep.
Welcome back, Mr.
Thank you. So here we are then. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you from 4. Now, on the programme today, we're helping out, as ever. Today we're helping out the passengers, the poor commuters for Southern Rail, who once again, have their services disrupted, this time by strikes rather than just arguments. And some bishops have got together, you've probably seen this in the news, to pray for the beleaguered commuters, to try and bring an end, to try and get God's intervention. They've tried to go into the government for help, the unions aren't being any help, the Southern Rail bosses are literally no help. So the bishops have prayed instead to God to see if he's going to help them. Apparently this isn't genuinely in the news. However, it hasn't really worked yet, so what we thought we'd do was we've been saying prayers as well for the people of Southern Rail, and we're gonna do that together now. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, close your eyes, not if you're driving, close your eyes, and put your hands together, and let us pray.
Our driver who art in Southern, as left be thy name. Our train won't come between London and Brighton. Give us this day our daily commute, as we forgive those who trespass onto the tracks. Lead us onto the platform. Onto the platform is a typo. And deliver us from waiting just outside the station for bloody hours. Amen.
Let's see if that helps. It's time for the big debate. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon if you're just joining us. Awful news today, of course. Desperately sad, desperately awful. As we learn that David and Victoria Beckham's son has released a Christmas single. And if when you hear it, you are violently sick. More bad news, I'm afraid, as we learn as well that the number of patients in England waiting for hospital beds is up fivefold since 2011. Not only that, but thousands more hospital beds are to be recalled because they keep catching fire. That's on the front of some of the papers today. And Theresa May has said she wants to see red, white and blue. That is a quote, red, white and blue hospital beds. And of course that, say critics, is going to cost billions to change all the bedding to match her plans. Now, on the line is a Talk Radio listener who's phoned in on the off chance that I was going to say the word south somewhere in there. I didn't, but that hasn't stopped him being angry about it. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good afternoon. Now, you're angry about the South, the very notion of it, its terms, in terms of a direction or a place. You'd like to see the South arrested and jailed. Is that right?
That's right. I'm a long-time caller, first-time listener.
Right.
But the thing is about the South, right, I think it's an abomination.
Yeah.
Absolute abomination. It's good. No good has come out of that direction at all.
No.
Nothing at all.
No.
I went on holiday once, right, with another nipper.
Yeah.
I went to the South Pole, full of penguins. Everywhere. But if you ever mention penguins on your show, you'll be hearing from me again in this same sort of negative capacity.
Right, OK, well, thank you for calling in. Just hold the line for me, though, because I want to ring in Sid now. He's another Talk Radio listener. Sid, good afternoon.
Hello there, John. Hello.
Yes. Now, you've been hearing Jeff there. He is... nothing's good ever comes out of the South. He wants the South... Jeff, I'm paraphrasing, but I think what he wants to happen is he wants the South to be arrested. He wants it to be jailed. Sid, what do you make of that?
That's more or less what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I think the South is beautiful, the beautiful South. It is a perfect tenant. Everybody's talking about it. It's got the prettiest eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got a little time, but if I could have one last love song, I mean, a song for whoever,
yeah.
I mean, I would sing about the beautiful,
beautiful
South. And if no one else wants to, I'll sail this ship alone, because old Red Eyes is back.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, don't marry her. She's for everyone. And I think you can keep it all in, but I can't. I just think the South is beautiful.
Yes. Well,
I give that a perfect 10. I've got to be honest.
Yeah. Well, look,
there's calls, as you know, for Britain. Britain is a divided country. We know that. We've heard of the divide. Right. But what do you make of these calls? And this is in the news again today, that there's a plan to saw Britain in half and tow what at the moment is the South, right, away from the North, making that divide, if you like, a lot wider. What do you make of those plans? So the idea is to tow the South using the Isle of Wight as a sort of tugboat tethering device, right? And they're going to attach ropes to it, and they're going to drag the South of Britain, once they've cut it in half, away from the North, putting another sea, if you like, between the two. What do you make of that, Jeff?
Well, I think that's a really interesting idea. Yeah. Personally, I think they should put it above the North, so it's even further north
right.
than the North.
So you're saying,
as it were.
So you're saying pull the South round the yes. coastline, so it's the Absolutely. So it's north of the North.
Yes, that'll do.
Sid, what do you make of that? Because that means then the South will become more north north.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could go with that. I mean, I'm all for pulling the South away from the North. That's fine,
yeah.
right? I don't think the South should be... I mean, I went to the North on a safari once,
yeah.
although it felt more like I was a journalist reporting from a war site. You know, there were people shoving ferrets down their trousers yeah. and eating mushy peas out of newspapers.
Yeah.
It was like being back in the slums, you know, and I'm all for a separation, but I think if we're going to move the South away from the North, it should continue in a southerly direction for all the level of these south places are.
But of course, if you think about the logic there, when you move something in a southerly direction, eventually it becomes northerly again because it goes around the globe.
Oh, well, that's only if the globe is circular.
Yes.
Well, maybe.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this question. This is about... I don't know if you've heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden. I don't know whether you've...
I've read about South Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Part of that, yes.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Well, as you know, what they did in Sweden, and this is... this is going back, I think, maybe a decade now, but what they decided to do was move... They wanted Sweden to be more south, right? Sweden's quite a northern country, near the Arctic Circle.
Understandable.
Well, yes, thank you, Sid. And they decided they wanted it further south. So what they did, they packed up Sweden on lorries. And they shoved Sweden into lorries. Now, of course, given the size of Sweden, they needed a lot of lorries. These were just 40-foot Arctic Circle lorries. And they drove them down to the south. Now, the resulting emissions from those lorries, of course, melted the South Pole. This resulted in no pole. So what they had to do then was bring the pole back to Sweden in the same lorries and refreeze it. Sweden, of course, is a flat-pack country. That's how they were able to do it.
Yes. I mean, that sounds like a bit of a rigmarole, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Bringing things back, poles and things, oh.
It's
like a magnet, isn't it?
That was part of the problem as well. It was they just wanted it to be further south. And what I'm saying is the whole idea of dragging it south, it isn't, Sid, necessarily the right thing to do, because when Sweden did it, it ended in disaster. They had to bring the whole thing back and refreeze the pole.
And I'm the last person who would want to try to unpack Sweden. There's a lot of difficult things going on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay, let's flip-reverse this. You know, let's do a blazing squad on this, right? Rather than pulling things south, how about we just get rid of the North?
Right.
That way we'd only have the South.
Well, where would you put the North? I mean, what would you suggest that where the North... The North's got to go somewhere. If you want, I mean, I accept that you want to get rid of it, but playing the devil's glass of advocate for just a moment, where would the North go? Where would you put the North?
Well, the North doesn't own as much as the South. It won't take up as much space. So we can just wrap it up in a bit of greasy newspaper and shove it down the back of the sofa.
Right, but would you... Yeah, but that would have to be... Once again, what you're hitting on there is the problem, you know, that it's going to have to be a giant space sofa, isn't it? And if you lift the North off the planet, right, and then just... I mean, are you suggesting, let's get this straight, because a lot of people listening to this going, well, this is a good idea, but hang on, what about the logistics? Are you saying lift the North off the planet so we've got sort of half a planet, so it's not even round? Or are you saying...
If the North of the planet were in space... And then the south of the planet remains where it was. And maybe between the two, we could have, like, a little rope ladder or a zip line in case people needed to visit poor, unfortunate relatives living on the opposite plane.
I see. Right. And so what would you do, though, with the... I'm struggling to know whether you mean actually lift the half the planet off or whether you're saying we should just take the individual northern countries off and put them up there, leaving us in a globe shape. Which are you saying?
We need to physically lift the northern half of the planet off. I mean, it's all very well taking the people off, but that area of the world is salted as far as I'm concerned. Nothing can grow there
anymore. Jeff, you're making noises there. Do you want to come back in at that?
Sorry, I nodded off. I do apologise. You're talking about planets and stuff and stuff. Yeah. And I got quite
boring. Are you from the north, Jeff?
I am, yeah. The problem I've got, right, rhymes with Louth. Louth is in Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
Right? Who was born in Lincolnshire? Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, that's true.
And me. But that's the rest of my case. That's why the South, you know, rubbish.
So you want, okay, you're looking for a South exit. A South exit.
South.
Theresa May says that Brexit is red, white, and blue. What colour would a South hit be?
Probably brown.
Brown. What colour do you think it'd be, Sid?
I think it'd be more of a teal.
Teal.
Oh, you would think it was a teal. That's a fancy word for
Yeah, you don't even know, do you, Jeff? You don't even know what teal is.
I can't articulate at this time of day. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, don't worry. You've got everything in common with other callers to talk radio stations. Let me play you a clip of some music. I just want you to listen to this very carefully. Listen to the words of this.
To the east, the road beneath my feet. To the west, but I haven't got there yet. And to the north, never to be caught. To the south, my time is running out.
Now, if you listen to that, right, that's got the word south in it. Now, listen to it. Now, if you, Jeff, want to remove the south, right, that's your argument, this is what you'd end up with.
To the east, the road beneath my feet. To the west, but I haven't got there yet. And to the north, never to be caught. My time is running out.
Now, are you happy with that, Jeff?
Well, I just added the word sausage in instead. Worked for me.
Sid?
To the sausage.
I think the song is irreparably ruined, no matter how many sausages you put in it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, are you suggesting... You can't get... All right, you can't... If you're suggesting the compass should now go... You know, I mean, look at the compass. You never eat shredded wheat, right? Now, you're saying never eat sausage wheat, and there's no such thing as that.
Well, there should be.
I think sausage wheat actually is found in vegan and vegetarian sausages, and they're no good at all.
Right, that's a very good point.
Look, sausage wheat would bring vegans and meat eaters together. Probably. I'm not an expert. I'm not a nutritionist. Eater. Not an eater. Not a feeder.
Nist.
Hello.
Hi. And there we must leave the debate. as we're out of time.
I'm glad we sorted that out.
Yes. That's talk radio for you. Sid, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Diefenbecker.
Thank you. And Jeff?
Perfect Henge.
Good. What do you think, though? Do you think we still need the South? I mean, that's Sid coming up with ideas about dragging the North off the planet and putting it in space. As we know, in Sweden, they flat-packed the country up, drove it in lorries down to the South Pole. The emissions from the lorries melted the ice caps. They had to bring the South Pole back in the same lorries and refreeze it before shipping it back. It's a difficult and emotive subject. But what do you think? Do you think we need the South in this day and age when we've, you know, post-Brexit Britain, when we've got light switches and hats? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, you could be the world's greatest superhero!
Or even the fairest fairy tale princess!
To thousands of less fortunate children this Christmas, join the Sun Smiles at Christmas campaign by donating toys at your local McColl's and Toys R Us stores. Every kid deserves to smile at Christmas. Help make it happen today with the Sun.
This is a live update for UK businesses.
Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, knowing that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup, it has to be Heinz.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change in Surrey. The A24 Dorking Road between Epsom and Ashton is still closed both ways after an accident. In Chelmsford, the Army and Navy single track flyover is closed because of an accident, with traffic slow on all approaches. The M1 North near Leicester is currently blocked because of an accident involving a couple of lorries between junctions 20 and 21. There's also two lanes out on the southbound carriageway. The M6 is heavy northbound around junction 10 for Wolverhampton, where a vehicle's broken down. And in Cumbria, the A590 Warney Road through Barrow and Furness is still closed south at the Craven Park roundabout after an accident. I'm Joina Adams.
Right now, 1 litre Famous Grouse, 1 litre Russian Standard Vodka, 1 litre Green Alls Gin and 1 litre Malibu are all just £15 each at Sainsbury's. Ideal if you're planning to mix with the neighbours this Christmas.
Offer ends 13th December 2016, subject to availability. Selected larger stores exclude centrals and locals. Online delivery charges apply. Please drink responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes, like that bit of production just said. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. Before we get on to something, big reactions, Colin.
Yes,
do we still need the? I'm finished. Do we still need the South in this post-Brexit Britain when we have light switches and hats? Of course, a couple of callers there. One thought we did, one thought we didn't. That's traditional. What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming?
John, I think we should get rid of the South. They all smell so nice. It is overcoming. They say it's too strong. That's from Carolina, from the North, North Carolina.
Yeah.
John, this is from Carolina. John, if we got rid of the South, where would I live? That's from South Carolina.
All right, thank you very much indeed, both Carolinas, for getting in touch with us this afternoon. We're also asking you today, what do you think Brexit should look like? Now, Theresa May, of course, has said it should look like a red, white and blue Brexit. It's meaningless. No one knows what she's talking about. So let's join in with that. What do you think Brexit should look like? Let us know. Here's some that have come in. John, I think it should be a spiky Brexit. We've also got a suave Brexit. Thank you very much, Sarah, for that. Bumpy Brexit. A ribbed Brexit, for her pleasure. That came in earlier. Cornelius, what do you got coming
in? Neil wants a bread, rice and glue Brexit.
Yep,
Tommy suggested the velveteen Brexit.
Yep.
And Tom has said Brexit McBrexit face.
That's good. And Paul Ross has sent in full set Brexit. So if... If you've got an opinion on what you think Brexit should look like, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do a diversity paper review. Stop coughing, Cornelius.
Sorry.
Charlie. J- joins us for his first ever debut appearance.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Charlie. On the Diversity Pay-Per-View. The Diversity Pay-Per-View, if you are a new listener, is very much this. It is where each and every day we invite a different diversity to review the papers for us, thus making us the most diverse programme in world broadcasting. And Charlie's diversity is that he is...
a brown one.
Thank you. And what's in the papers today, Charlie?
Well, I've discovered a new diversity group. Have you heard of what... Do you know what a spornosexual is?
A spornosexual?
Yes, spornosexual.
I do not know what that is.
Well, I'm just about to tell you. A spornosexual is a male who does, how can I say this, personal grooming. And I found a story in today's Independent saying that males who do personal grooming on a regular basis may have a surprising dark side to them. According to new research, extreme grooming has been linked to an increase of sexually transmitted infections.
Really?
STIs.
Right. So when you say extreme grooming, I mean, are we talking...
whip the whole lot off.
Yes, I am. Okay, just... because otherwise, I mean, you could have meant...
You just mean the hair, not the whole
lot. Yeah, let's clarify.
Oh, Okay, it's not what I thought. All right, it's fine. All right. So in that case, is it... I thought it was like, you know, the Action Man look. I thought that would probably come in now. That was a thing.
Be quite hard to sexually transmit diseases with that. I mean, it's still possible.
No, but... not necessarily. I mean, it's still a surface. Anyway, this is manscaping.
Yes, correct.
As I believe.
Trying to keep it clean for daytime radio.
Well, and rightly so. And it does keep it clean. So if one manscapes, right?
Do you manscape?
I have manscaped, yes. Okay, but I do it like a topiary. So right. I've got a peacock.
Okay. Oh, dear.
And what's above it?
Yeah, please do tell.
I mean, it took you long enough to get that, didn't it? Literally, I set that goal up right there. I mean, good lord. but it's a thing, isn't it, now? Because, you know, it's this the whole scape, the whole downstairs grooming.
Mm-hmm.
Is what he's done now. It's what he's expected now.
Yes.
It's kind of the thing people do. Now, have people got this from pornography? Is that where it crept in? I guess because, you know, pornography, mm-hmm. now more accessible.
Yeah.
And for kids clicking online, sexting each other in this modern world.
Yeah.
And it's now a thing. It's a fashion statement.
Yes, it's a fashion statement. And it's been proven that, well, according to research, if you do it on a regular basis, let's say more than, say, 12 times a year, then you increase...
12 times a year. So this is so. What, but
because you have to give it a chance to grow back, don't you?
Well, I don't know. That's my next question.
Maybe people who do that are just having more sex, therefore increasing their chances of getting infection.
You would think so.
Well, that's possibly what they're saying with the idea that it's the people with not a dark side necessarily, as you say. But if you are regularly doing that,
you're probably regularly doing
that.
Yes.
Right, in order to keep it all tidy. I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe, you know. Do you escape? I mean, you've never done it with a girl, but do you?
Well, I haven't got the opportunity to yet.
No, that's true, actually. Because it's weird, actually. Does the hair... Because the hair on your head...
He's got lots of it,
yes.
I haven't.
Yeah, well, that
Can I borrow some, please?
That is true, but you don't want to borrow that, do you? Because that's essentially like, basically, a bath plug hole. That someone's collected the detritus and glued it to his head. It's wiry, is what it is. So you wouldn't necessarily want that hair, Charlie, would you, really?
I think I'll pass, Johnny.
Yeah, right, so, yeah. All right, okay, but they think this is leading to STIs, but we don't know whether that's to do with that or whether just because they're doing it more.
Yeah, it's just another survey that they've just plucked out of the air.
Of course, don't say plucked out in this scenario. It's a Charlie, where are we going next? What newspaper next?
Okay, we're going to the Sun newspaper, and a mum has complained because a bag of Tesco alphabet potato shapes did not have... the letters for her son's name.
Is his name Cornelius?
Is your mum named Nicola, by any chance?
No.
Is she 30 years old?
No.
No, okay, so it's
is
not...
She thinks she is.
she does. She goes down Tiger.
Oh, I have
she
seen
went
her.
Once.
She went down Tiger. This is true. She went down Tiger. She came home, vomited, and fell unconscious, face down in the family hallway, where Cornelius found her the next morning. True?
That was true.
Yeah, see?
Reza.
Yeah. Does she escape?
I can't believe
it. Move on, definitely.
Okay. Let me finish the rest of the story. So, Nicola Hart, who was not Cornelius's mum, found the £1 buy did not include the letters L or O, so she could spell out the name Logan of her son. And the mum from Dunstable, Bedfordshire, says she was very disappointed and you expect all the letters to be there.
I think I agree with her. If I bought a bag of alphabet potato, I think I would want all, at least one example of the letters to be in the bag. Because that's the very least you'd expect from a bag of alphabet.
You're creating a lot of packing difficulties.
Why?
And lots of quality assurances. Because, look, it's fine. Like, there's that joke, isn't it? I bought a tin of alphabetti spaghetti and all I had was O's. It's just a tin of spaghetti hoops. I don't know who does that joke. You can't expect every letter.
Whoever did it better than you. You've got, as a consumer, if it's billed as alphabetti spaghetti, you've got the right to alphabetti spaghetti or potato. You've got the right, surely, to demand that your name is able to be spelled.
Do you ever spell out any like naughty words with these the letters that you get? Is it just me?
That is just you, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
right, yeah. Okay.
You still eat alphabet-shaped food.
Yeah, would you believe it? A 40-year-old man. I know I look 40. It's all that cocoa butter that I use. For my diversity, of course.
Do you spread the cocoa butter on the potatoes?
Oh, yes.
Delicious.
Charlie, you've tried it as well.
I have. Charlie, stay there, because more papers soon. Also, in the next bit of the programme, we're giving away some meat, chicken, beef or lamb in a game of Dead or Alive. But it's 3:30 now, which means Victoria's here with a summary of what can only be described as news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a 24-year-old man has been found guilty of the racially aggravated harassment of Labour MP Luciana Berger. Joshua Bonehill Payne published a string of anti-Semitic blogs against the Jewish MP over a period of 4 months. The Brexit secretary says he expects Parliament will get to vote on the UK's final deal on leaving the European Union. David Davis was asked the question in a debate on the government's plan in the House of Commons.
Can you just say in terms that will be a vote on the final deal in this House?
I said before, which is that's what I expect. Simple as that.
Theresa May agreed ministers would get to see the exit plan before the formal Brexit process starts. It comes as the legal battle over triggering Article 50 continues for a third day at the Supreme Court. A 71-year-old former football coach has been arrested in Belfast on suspicion of sexual offences against children. Jim McCafferty was formerly a kitman at Celtic, Hibs and Falkirk. He's already made a significant statement to an Irish newspaper. Witnesses have described seeing a plane on fire before it crashed in Pakistan. 21 bodies have been recovered so far. There were more than 40 people on board. Two drug companies have been fined millions for overcharging the NHS for an epilepsy treatment after the prices increased by more than 2,500%. Pfizer and Flynn Pharma say they'll appeal against the decision. And Donald Trump has been named Person of the Year by Time magazine. The US president-elect beat his former White House rival Hillary Clinton, Russian President Vladimir Putin and former UKIP leader Nigel Farage. The weather wet and windy in the north and west. Mild tonight though with lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow rain will move eastwards, feeling particularly warm for the time of year with highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour, Victoria.
I know, I just said that.
Oh, no, I'm just re-emphasising it for you.
Thanks.
Just a reminder for you there to come back in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Delaney will be here.
He will.
Yes.
He's in the building.
Is he?
Yes.
Good. Right, Victoria, thank you.
It's okay.
Good. You listen to Talk Radio. Some meats to give away in the next half an hour then. We will be giving away chicken, beef or lamb. If you would like to play a game of Dead or Alive, it means you come on the telephone and tell me whether a thing from a list of things is dead or alive. It's really quite simple and the clue is in the title. We'll be with Charlie as well doing a diversity paper review and we'll be back with that next.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then. Yes, it is Talk Radio. And Charlie is with us with the Diversity Paper Review.
Howdy.
Come on, stop coughing.
It's a good point to cough that bit when you're playing the music intros. I back off the mic.
You can still hear it.
Well, yeah, because you turn the music off.
So, if you're just joining us, yes, Charlie is with us. It's his debut diversity paper review. Each day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Charlie, remind us of your diversity, please.
Brown.
Thank you. We've already talked about the scandal, the Alphabet Potato Gate, hashtag Alphabet Potato Gate. Although, weirdly, there aren't enough the right letters in that hashtag. Hash browns, they were. Potatoes. I'll shut up now.
Get it.
Charlie, where are we going next with the papers?
Well, my final story is about Ellie Goulding, lovely little Ellie Goulding, and she's stepping out of character. She's threatened to KO Gobby Katie Hopkins in the boxing ring.
Oh, right. Mm. So what's Gobby Katie Hopkins said about Ellie Goulding particularly?
Well, it says she is a radio host. She has risen to the Burn Singer's bait, branding her a shampoo salesbird and urging a fight. A Twitter row started after Katie voiced her support of Italy leaving the EU.
Right.
And, yeah, there's more. And Ellie then called on the controversial former Apprentice contestant to delete her account. And Katie replied, "Ellie, it is never going to happen. Stop talking now, lovely. That pitch sets the dogs off." Talking about her singer. Her singing.
Her pitch sets the dogs off.
Yes, her high tones.
That's the name of her new single as well.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who set the dogs off?
Yeah.
Who set the dogs off? Woof.
Pitch.
That's pitch.
Yeah,
pitch.
Yeah.
Let's clarify that is pitch.
Son of a pitch. So Ellie Goulding. Well, that would be an interesting fight.
Yes.
Mm.
Who would you put your money on?
Well, I think Hopkins would fight dirty.
Yeah, I think so. What are your views on her?
On Hopkins?
Yeah.
Well, you love her, don't you?
Absolutely, I love her. Yeah, I want to marry her. Yeah, yeah.
Join the long list of people who already have.
I think Hopkins, it's like an act, isn't it? Don't you think? I have worked with her.
Yeah.
And I found her to be quite pleasant, really, and not... She knows what she's doing. You know,
it's a bit like Jeremy Kyle, isn't it? It's a gimmick, isn't it?
It's a gimmick, and it works.
Yeah.
And it absolutely
works.
It's
a dangerous gimmick, though, that's the thing.
Yeah, but it
makes you rich.
Yeah, you know, so she's done it very... I think she's played the game very cleverly, personally. A fight between her and Ellie Goulding? Yeah, I suppose I would watch that, yeah.
Ellie Goulding uploaded a picture of her bicep when saying, "Come on then," tweeting Katie Hopkins.
Did she?
Yeah. Big girl. She's quite strong. She looks quite strong.
So Goulding could take Hopkins in your opinion?
It's looking like that from my opinion.
Yeah. All right. So, what would we do with this? It's got to be pay-per-view or something.
Mm.
Some money can be made here. But I don't know whether Ellie Goulding and Katie... I'd like to see Katie Hopkins fighting Julie Hartley Brewer.
Yeah, that would be a good...
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
<'Cause>
that right, Charlie, calm down.
Sorry, sorry.
Little insight into Charlie there we don't necessarily need. Or want. Julie Hartley Brewer versus Katie Hopkins.
Who do you think would win?
Julia is quite punchy.
Well.
You know, I mean, she's threatened to kill a lot of interns around here.
She hasn't made her way down to engineers yet. So
no. Charlie, by the way, we should point out, Charlie's one of our engineers. So a lot of what goes on here is his fault.
We try and keep things running.
Yeah.
Try.
Yeah.
Operative word.
Yeah. Less said about that, the better. Anyway, so... Fewer. Charlie, look, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're coming back.
Yes, if you have me there. Yeah. Why not?
Of course we will. Charlie there with his diversity paper review. His diversity is that he is...
brown.
There you go. Diversity paper review every single day where a different diversity goes through the papers for us. In the next bit of the programme, meat, I say to you. That is a budget thing. There's chicken, there's beef, there's lamb. You can choose. Or a box of organic veg. Because we're not racist. You can choose which of those gifts you would like in a game of Dead or Alive. If you'd like to play Dead or Alive, here is the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The calls, no, the talk, no, what is it, the text?
The text cost, messages.
Cost money.
Cost, it's beyond me, 25 pence plus a standard network rate.
Right, do you want to cough or anything whilst you're going to the traffic and travel?
Well, I'll probably do it during the traffic and travel.
Yeah, let it out now.
No, I don't have to cough.
Okay. All right, then. So, Traffic and Travel with Jimmy Adams coming up next, and then we give away some meat. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In December, we've got English Oak Effect 6mm laminate flooring for only £3.49 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Amigo Loans. Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo. That's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Surrey. The A24 Dorking Road between Epsom and Ashton is still closed both ways after an accident. In Chelmsford, the Army and Navy single track flyover is closed because of an accident, with traffic slow on all approaches. The M1 North near Leicester is currently blocked because of an accident involving a couple of lorries between junctions 20 and 21. There's also two lanes out on the southbound carriageway. The M6 is heavy northbound around junction 10 for Wolverhampton, where a vehicle's broken down. And in Cumbria, the A590 Warney Road through Barrow and Furness is still closed south at the Craven Park roundabout after an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Right now, 1 litre Famous Grouse, 1 litre Russian Standard Vodka, 1 litre Green Alls Gin and 1 litre Malibu are all just £15 each at Sainsbury's. Ideal if you're planning to mix with the neighbours this Christmas.
Offer ends 13th December 2016, subject to availability. Selected larger stores exclude centrals and locals. Online delivery charges apply. Please drink responsibly.
George McTavish, Kneephead Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
He's got a funny hat. Now, it's quarter to time, and before we give away some meat on this programme, we've been looking at the news, as you'd expect. Breaking news now, Tata Steel. Unions have secured commitment from Tata Steel on jobs.
Is that good or bad?
That's good, Cornelius.
Yes!
Bishops are trying to help Southern Rail commuters by praying for them.
Is that good or bad?
That's futile.
Yes!
Theresa May wants a... I don't know if you know you can say this word anymore. She wants a coloured Brexit. And she wants it to be red, white and blue.
Is that good or bad?
It's just confusing.
Okay, then. I can't get my head around it. Did you want me to say yes?
Yeah.
Yes!
It's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Yes!
No, that's what you say, can't you?
Oh, I thought we changed it, moved it, evolved the...
No, it's the same old crap.
I can't get my head around
Many people can't, Cornelius, which is why we are here to help, of course. Explaining the news to you, analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
May wants red, white and blue Brexit. So basically, she wants French Brexit.
Frexit. Good afternoon and welcome. If you're just joining us, you have arrived at the part of the programme when we give away some meat. And we do it in a radio quiz game called Dead or Alive! A list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? You decide, you win the meat. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Harry's on the telephone, he's in London. Hello, Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hi, John, how you doing?
Very,
you all right?
Yeah, very, very well, thank you, Harry. What about you, though, more importantly? What about you? Are you all right?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, mate, not bad. Boring day at work, but, you know,
Boring day. What are you doing at work? What do you do?
I work in credit control, just admin stuff.
Credit control admin stuff?
It's not very interesting.
it could be. What's the most boring part of it?
Just having to sit at a computer all day, man.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's terrible. Boring. The only thing that's good is cigarette breaks, yeah.
Are you on one of those now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, good. All right, you know that's bad for your health, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, but I suppose working in credit control admin, you know, every day is a welcome extra day, new day towards the grave.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good. All right, well, look, we can give away some meat to you. Now, the choice, Harry, is chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Which, should you score highly enough, would you like us to send... to you.
I think I'll go for chicken.
You go for chicken? All right, good.
Yeah.
Chicken. I think as we get nearer to Christmas, Harry, by the way, so you kind of mistimed this, but we're going to give away a turkey. Yeah?
That's on the 1 week before Christmas.
The week before Christmas. Yeah. Turkey. We're going turkey. Might even throw in a goose.
No.
Is that a budget thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, all right. So what about a pig in a blanket?
No.
That's an actual pig, though. In a blanket.
John, you know... It's very difficult to sort out the risk assessment of getting a blanket into the building and then sending it in the post. It's not easy.
Wrap round a pig.
What?
Wrap round a pig.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. All right, there's a list of things, Harry. You're playing for a chicken.
Yes.
All you got to do is tell me whether the things are dead or alive. It's very simple, really, and some scores will be kept. So here we go, then, with dead or alive. Here we go. Dead or alive, Harry? Number one. My Uncle Morris. Dead or alive?
dead?
No, alive. Aww. And my Uncle Morris is a very good dancer. Question two. Listen carefully. My sister's husband's parents' cat.
Dead.
Yes, hit by a car earlier this year. A considerable number of pigs. Now Cornelius has broken his pigs in blanket seal.
Dead as well.
They're dead pigs. He's eating. How many pigs in blankets are you eating a day?
At least three.
At least three.
They come in pack of 12.
They're actual pigs as well. They're piglets. They're wrapped in flannels. And he just eats them. Our technical operator Chloe's relationship with her boyfriend, dead or alive?
I think that's alive.
It is alive. She's actually just got engaged, haven't you, Chloe?
Oh,
just got engaged.
Congratulations.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, Harry. Do you want to congratulate Chloe? Harry.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, she's just got engaged. Right?
The bride elect.
Oh, I know. Look at her. Oh. I give him 3 months. According to President Trump's tweet, the new Air Force One, dead or alive?
Alive?
No, dead. He says he's going to cancel the order for Air Force One. That's what he said. Says it's too expensive. He's going to go straight to Air Force Two. The Christmas spirit, the lovely, warm Christmas spirit of Asprod... Of Asprod Cass, who is through the glass. The warm, warm-hearted Christmas spirit of Asprod Cass through the glass, dead or alive?
Alive?
No, very much dead. She's a miserable woman. And I'll be honest with you, it's not expected to come alive at all. She only likes Halloween because it's sort of gothic. She's never happy.
She pushes over Christmas trees.
I've seen her do it. She's angry, she's miserable. And they're ones that are still growing in the forest as well. Not even, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
She also hates the environment.
Yeah. And she's racist.
Yeah.
And... It's like trying to get a smile out of a bruise. So anyway, dead. Right, the gloves in the glove compartment of a Vauxhall Corsa, dead or alive?
Oh, dead, surely.
Dead, yes, because they've been burnt to a cinder by the fires in the Vauxhall Corsas, absolutely. The Hills, dead or alive? The Hills.
Alive?
With the Sound of Music? Think so, wouldn't you? But not on this occasion, I'm afraid, Harry, because the Hills on this occasion are a family lived quite near my parents while I was growing up. Three generations of them tragically died, wiped out, really, in a freak tattoo removal accident. So I'm afraid the Hills are dead, yeah. And finally, dead or alive, according to U2... How you feel when he hurts you, dead or alive?
Dead.
Let's find out.
Because when he hurts you, you feel
alive. It was alive. It was alive.
Yeah, I'm not a massive fan of you two, so I wouldn't know.
No one really is. Only Bono. Now we're going to have to go to the scores. To do that, we're going to have to fire up the system. So bear with us, Harry, and I just warn you in advance, it's quite a slow system. It's a dial-up system, so just bear with us while we dial up. I blame Charlie, the engineer.
Too busy doing paper reviews.
Right, we're in. Okay, sorry about that, Harry. It's the system's really right. Slow here. Right, we're in anyway. We're online, so we just got to type in your detail.
How do you spell Harry? Harry.
H-A-R-R-Y.
Oh, so not the Krishna way. How do you spell Krishna?
Krishna.
Yeah.
K-R-I-S-H-N-A.
Yeah, good.
It's quite slow. Oh.
Oh, sorry, I accidentally typed Cass's Christmas Joy into it.
Yeah, didn't like that, did it?
Nah.
Oh.
That means it's working.
Yeah. Unlike Cass. Still typing. In my ear, she just said, "I will come in there and beat you to a tiny little annoying man pulp."
Please don't come in here, you stink.
She does. She stinks.
She coming in. Oh, you stink!
Merry Christmas.
Just smells really bad.
Of egg.
Just print it off.
It's quite a slow printer, Harry.
Yeah, I know. You guys are pretty busy back there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's,
Just, oh, God. Print! Just print! Oh, I'm gone for that. Right.
All right. Cool, I'm just looking at the data.
Yes.
Right, now, the system's saying that...
It's Harry playing for some chicken.
That Cass definitely does stink, the data saying. But it's also saying the data...
The bad news is that she's the one who puts the chicken in the jiffy bag, so that too will smell and taste off egg. But which came first? Not Cass.
Coming back in. Harry scored 5 points.
Five points! He's got the chicken. He's got the chicken. Harry, congratulations.
Oh,
yeah. You are with chicken. Harry there. In today's game of Dead or Alive. 5-4. Sam Delaney's with us at 4. In fact, he's with us right now.
Here I am. Tell us
what will be happening at 4.
Well, throughout the show, there's fun things happening, including a discussion of the fact that Time magazine have made Donald Trump their man of the year.
Yep.
I don't know if you've been discussing that on the show today.
Well, we've been named the show of the year. Yeah.
Have you really? So, by who?
By Time magazine.
Oh, by Time magazine. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. Obviously, I'm struggling to cope with the disappointment whilst on air. Yeah. You caught me unawares. Yeah. I'm crushed. But anyway, well done. Yeah, so we'll be talking to Richard Goodstein, former political advisor to both Hillary Clinton and Al Gore.
Right,
so,
good.
A useless political advisor.
Yeah.
Which is why he's ended up speaking to me on Talk Radio.
Makes sense.
He'll be giving us his insight to how Donald Trump won this and what it says about America and some other things, which is exciting.
Very good. Will you be praying at all?
There'll be no praying on
it. We've been praying, and I should tell you why. Because bishops have been praying for the commuters of Southern Rail today, asking for... Nothing else has worked,
That's
right?
Great.
Southern Rail. So they've been praying for a miracle.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, futile.
Yeah.
But we're helping. And I wonder if you'd like to say, join us in prayer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you
help
like
me,
to.
Jeebus. Yeah.
If you'd like to, all right? So hands together and eyes closed, everybody.
Okay.
And here we go.
Our driver, who art in Southern, as left be thy name, our train won't come. Between London and Brighton, give us this day our daily commute, as we forgive those who trespass onto the tracks. Lead us onto the platform and deliver us from waiting just outside the station for bloody hours. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that'll help them.
It won't. No, but yeah, we like to join in.
Bad luck, people in Brighton. There is no God. See, they all worship their weird pagan gods down there in any case, don't they? They're all bloody hippies.
Yeah. What else you got?
We'll be playing Celebrity Swears again.
Good.
Which is exciting.
Who's playing?
We'll be talking about poverty.
Yeah.
Not exciting.
No.
Sad.
That is sad. I thought Bono had ended that.
No. But turns out, no. He's ended it in Africa and the Third World.
Oh, right.
But the result is it's gone up here.
Right.
So,
oh, damn.
Yeah, it's awful, really. So we'll be blaming Bono for that.
Yeah.
And then it's nice that you're wearing a tie because we're going to a Christmas party tonight, which I don't know whether or not that's something we can discuss on air.
We haven't, even though I got the guest list emailed to me during the show.
Well, this is what I'm excited. This is what I want to discuss with you, because the guest list of the party, we won't say what the party is, but we're both going to be there.
Yeah.
And we've seen an advanced guest list of confirmed guests, and it's quite a list.
It is quite the list. I looked at it thinking, oh.
Yeah,
that's odd.
There's some people there who we'll like to meet, and some who we won't like to meet, and some who we'll dislike but still like to meet.
That's exactly. You've nailed it there.
Is this in the email?
It'll be really exciting. There, you are.
Yeah, I've almost certainly not invited.
No, you're not invited. You're not invited.
I haven't got that email either.
Kaz, no, Chloe, no. Definitely not.
Myself and Sam.
I saw none of you on the list.
What? That sounds
There's dignitaries there.
Yeah, there are.
There are dignitaries. And we don't want you stumbling about with your silly jokes, just making you would ruin it. It would be like inviting Frank Spencer con.
Yeah.
It's best that you just go down the local pub with the others.
And also,
like you usually
they've said smart dress and no smell of egg, so that rules Cass out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what ruled her out at the last minute. She nearly made the cut until that egg thing got inserted in the criteria
quite late. Smell it from over there.
Yeah.
On that note, Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoon, here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.